Our vibrations are now in harmony, and divine order prevails throughout the plane of consciousness. Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. And today we're talking about alchemy and relationships. How does it help you find true love? Exploring the ideal of alchemy and the process of creating the relationship that you want. Not just the ideal of relationships throughout your whole life. You know, family, friends, acquaintances, anybody who crosses your path in some situation. In some sense, the word is relationship. Even if it's only for 5 minutes, it's still classified as a relationship. So, you know, how I interact with those relationships, you know, on a smaller level, has a lot to do with the bigger level. Anyway, so we're talking about that today, and also we have the thing going on right now, is donate to the Going to Manitou Springs Colorado Fund. It's from our show. Get home and help me to keep the show going. For every donation of $5 or more, you will receive a 5-star angel reading. And plus this week, just for this week only, I donate $100 to the devil and to the situation going on right at this moment. I will give you a 7-card angel reading, which is actually valued at every cost of $75. So just for this for every person who donates $100 to the show, you will get a 7-card angel reading. And it's a very intense reading. It lasts between 60 to 90 minutes. And actually, some of those readings can actually go a little bit longer. If you talk to some of my clients, sometimes we actually have sessions go for 2 hours. So they're very in-depth readings. So we're just putting it out there. I mean, right now, it's one of those situations. This is a crucial week for me where I'm trying to, I guess you would say, get out of the red and into the black. And there's some things that are really pressing that I need to get paid to keep the show going by the end of this week, so I'm trying to get those done. And I'm just asking for your help and appreciating everything you can do. So thank you very much. And I want to thank everybody who has donated to the donations and that kind of thing, because like I said before, it's one of those things that is taken into consideration. I appreciate every dime that's donated. So thank you for all out there donating and contributed to the show. And it's one of those things that, like I said before, I appreciate it. Really do. So, situation two, I do private readings. Check in the chat room here. I do readings, and for 90 relationship counseling or life coaching sessions, those are $160, but just, and we're having a special here for the next 2 weeks, that if you do a relationship counseling session or a life coaching session or a spiritual session, for $100, and if you book 3 sessions in advance, I usually recommend that you do 3 sessions anyway, but if you book those 3 sessions in advance, it will be okay. That will be $125. And if you order in advance the 3 sessions, that's only $333, which if you sort of look at the idea of adding up $125 three times, that's actually $375. So even on that price, we're knocking it down about $50. Also, with the regular sessions, for a 60 to 90 minute set of angel carving, that's $105. And for a 30 to 45 minute angel card session, that's $75. And for a 15 to 30 minute session, that's $45. So for everybody who's I've worked with and everything out there, thank you. Light and love. And with the situation right now, it's contact me through my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And contact, if you have Skype, contact me through Skype. All right. I've had some crazy situations going on with the phone. So I'm just asking everybody to call me through Skype and through my website. Because I've had some people call me after the show. And it's okay to call me after the show to ask a couple questions. But people have actually asked for a little bit more than that. So I'm just trying to combat the situation. And it's all right. So give me a call through Skype or through www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So if you booked a reading, just leave a message through my website, leave your phone number, and I will call you back. No problem at all, and we'll do your reading. And right now, we do have specials for people who call the show, too. People who call the show for a 69-minute session, it's $65. And for 15 or 15 minute sessions, it's $45. And for a 30-minute session, it's $30. So there you go, the situation. If people call the show, give us a call in here. It'll be a great situation. I'd like to call each and every one of you. Also, the situation, if you're a person who wants to advertise to the show, give me a call. Go find my job to advertise to a show like this, and then tell me what it is. I'll cut it in half, and you can advertise on the show here. I've got space for everybody. Also, with the situation, I know it's very choppy, guys, but I have no idea. There's no one talking to me, so I don't know. It's on this end, it's clear. So forgive me for the whole thing. I don't know what it's all about. And I do go through Skype, and sometimes I don't know what it is. When we have rain here, it seems to be choppy. Don't ask me. You think with technology like this, it should be going okay? And like I said before, you know, for a nation, I'm just putting it out there for you guys. You just want to do what you want to do with it. One of the things, donate whatever you want to do. I'm just trying to take care of some things before the end of the week. Do what you feel like you do. And we'll go on with that whole situation. Let's see here. Let's go with our show today. It goes about me and relationships. Itself. And if you really want to get into alchemy itself and working with spirit kind of stuff, there's a guy called Price. He called The Alchemist Book. He also has a book called Angels Within Us. And actually, the reason I recommend you those three books because in the Alchemy Handbook, it talks about the 22 angels govern the inner gateways to prosperity and that kind of stuff. So, to get an idea on what 22 angels are in that book, within the show, too, with the 22 angels and the main angels and that kind of stuff. But it also talks about a lot of things in that situation of actually trying to put the vibration out there to change things. As in relationships, like with relationships, focus. What can you believe about relationships? What truths can you express? There's a thing called Isis. Well, I shouldn't put it that way. It's actually an angel, but the Egyptians called Isis. This is the work of manifestation. Now it shows Isis as a beautiful woman that you can something you're working with. And then there's other parts, and then it shows you one with this angel that after you pierce, as they call it, pierce the veil. It's like you take the angel itself and you impregnate your vision of what you, how would you like to see your relationships go, and then she can help you with the manifestation of that. And it's one of those things of living in the life of joy. But, you know, the ideal of being happy and finding a happy relationship is the ideal of being happy first. And that's a good point of finding true love. Finding true love is to realize what unconditional love is, which is actually loving yourself unconditionally. So the Bible even says it, so whatever you wish that men would do to you, do so to them, for this is the law. So therefore, so you unconditionally love everyone. But it still says the situation of love thy neighbor as you would love yourself. Love yourself like you like to love the neighbor. Love is the greatest power in the universe, freely given to one and all. It doesn't cost anything. God loves me, and through God's love, I can love others. As I judge others, I am judged. As I love others, I am loved. My harmonious thoughts are returned in kind. What I am feeling about another, I am feeling about myself. I choose to only feel peacefully and lovingly toward all. What I want for myself, I want for everyone. I practice harmlessness in thought and feeling each and every day, because of the situation of energy. If we look at the idea of energy and relationships in general, we're talking about relationships, of all kinds of relationships. If you're in a traffic jam and there's somebody next to you and he cuts you off and you yell at that person, you guys are actually having a relationship of energy right at that moment. And whatever you're putting out there is affecting him and also affecting you. So it's one of those things of looking at the situation and practicing harmlessness means the ideal really that no one can do anything to you unless you allow them to do so. So if you're getting angry because someone cut you off, you're allowing yourself to get angry because he cut you off. Because if you really look at it realistically, do you love yourself at that moment? Or are you mad because you're blaming him because he cut you off and you didn't get somewhere on time? When you knew for a fact, a half hour before this happened, that you should have left a half an hour earlier. So if you would have listened to your guidance and that what was coming through to you yourself, that relationship probably wouldn't have ever happened in the situation the individual was expelled. So that's why we say it's important to listen to your guidance in every situation. So therefore, the idea of doing that and honoring and loving yourself, to allow yourself to do that, you'll see definite differences in your life. So when it talks about relationships, it's talking about all relationships. But for some reason, we always focus on the romantic ones, not realizing there are more important relationships before you get to that one. And most people that are together after 40 or 50 years, there's a real strong friendship, best friendship there, that actually is a foundation for that relationship. Okay, so we look at those things. Contemplate the thoughts to condition your consciousness. If there has been any disharmony in my life, it shows me that I haven't loved enough. For love is the correcting principle of the universe. When I truly love and let it flow, it goes before me to straighten out every crooked place. I let it be done. My inner light now draws to me those with whom I can relate in love, peace, and joy. Because it is the principle of right relations and action, my desires are beautifully fulfilled, my needs are easily met. Creative mind is forever securing the bond of harmlessness and harmony between me and everyone else in my world. Therefore, I am totally confident to let God appear as each and every relationship in my life. The activity of divine attraction and right relations is eternally operating in my life. And once you get into that mode, I mean, the part here where it talks about when I truly love and let it flow, it goes before me to straighten out every crooked place. Let it be done. Put it in perspective. And it says, my inner light now draws to me those with whom I can relate in love, peace, and joy. Now, when it talks about my inner light now draws to those with whom I live, love, peace, joy. It's the ideal of the love light. So it's the ideal of loving oneself. Also, being connected to God and realizing it, that you and God are not two, but one the same. You are. You are. And that's what you need to know. So we look at the situation. And also, it's a situation of always asking yourself the word yes. You know, yes seems to resonate all forever. In the experiencing with the alchemy process, attempted to use the hiss sound in various steps, but it's like finding vibration or response within. Then it's like taking applying the word yes, because it was not some other words you can use, you know, prosperous. But prosperous has an ending on the S too, but it doesn't resonate. So applying the word yes with the sound following during the unity of spirit and matter, yes. The word of power was to be used to energize and activate the desired manifestation. I realized that. What a vital link it was to the overall process. Practice sounding the yes. It will soon become one of your favorite words because, you know, when people sit and go, do you make $400 a week? Yes, I do. You know? Do you have a beautiful girlfriend? Yes, I do. Do I have a beautiful, you know, whatever you want to put in there. Do I have a beautiful life? Yes, I do. Do I have a beautiful, prosperous life? Yes, I do. Because in the process of saying, it is impossible, it can't be done. Man can be disciplined, controlled, and desire and directed imagination to say it is done. So it's like a point. It's just like putting it all together. And I also want to remind everybody too that we are doing readings today. So if you want to call in and get a question answered or something like that, or say that you've donated some money to the show, I mean, I did say for people who donate $5 or more, you will receive a 5-card angel reading. So if this is the only time that you have to do that, feel free to just call in and we can take care of that for you right now. And just get in here. The number is 646-721-9031. And we're just saying in relationships in itself. You know, just put the things together. Relationships are the most important thing that we think in our lives. But we don't realize it. Relationship, the word itself, can apply to many things. Your work relationship. Your money relationship. How do you relate to money? Alchemy in relationships, how does it help you to find true love? If you are a person who sits there and says, money is evil, I don't like money, money makes people do bad things, and then you don't have any, when you sit and look at the situation, is it a surprise that you don't have any money? Because if you don't like it, you know, love attracts everything. So the idea of loving money in a good, healthy way, of not letting it be the center of your world, because people like to do that, you know, I need money, I gotta have money, I gotta have money. No, you don't. That's the one thing you gotta tell yourself, okay? In the book, if I can find it real quick, there is an, let's see here, okay.
Hey,
Donnie? Oh, my. What?
Are you on the phone?
Yeah? Why?
Well, I'll tell you what, this dog is down here, but it would have been nice if he would
have
done something with her. I don't know what. She made a horrible mess.
Okay. Anyway, back to the show. Considering the situation, it's like we take a little effort, we take a little statement, we say like this to ourselves. Let me find it here. One. But basically, it goes like this. The first one, anyway. This one here says, this day, March 8th, 2011, Tuesday, I cease believing invisible money as my supply and support, and I view the world of effect as it truly is, simply an outpicturing of my former beliefs. I believed in the power of money, therefore I surrendered my God-given power and authority to an objectified belief. I believed in the possibility of lack, thus causing a separation in consciousness from the source of my supply. I believed in mortal man and carnal conditions, and through this faith gave man and conditions power over me.
Have you seen my channel, Fletcher?
No, I do not. Anyway, we'll back to this again. I believed in mortal man and carnal conditions, and through this faith gave man and conditions power over me. I believed in the mortal illusion created by the collective consciousness of error thought of the economy. And in doing so, I limited the unlimited. No more. This day I renounce my so-called humanhood and claim my divine inheritance as a being of God. This day I acknowledge God and only God as my substance, my supply, and my support. Thank you. And then we sit here and look at the ideal of abundance. What is abundance? Abundance of love. I have a girlfriend who gives me abundance of love. Our relationship is abundantly happy. We are always attracting abundance of miracles and blessings. So see, the abundance word can be put into anything. Me and my girlfriend or significant other are now attracting abundance of money, which is now coming to us. So therefore, we happily pay our bills and joyfully meet our obligations and move on through life, flowing in the direction of prosperity. So we start to look at the situation. God is lavish, unfailing abundance. The rich, omnipresent substance of the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me, the reality of me. So, you know, you go on with the situation and write your journal. You know, writing your journal is the idea of focusing on things, but it doesn't mean always focusing on just the materialistic things, okay? I mean, I always put in my journal, God, thank you, God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guides, guardian angels, higher self, Holy Spirit, Jesus, for all your help, protection, and guidance. Thank you for this great, abundant, prosperous, abundant, successful, fulfilling, joyous, happy, awesome day and life. Thank you for having a great show. Thank you, God, for all the people that came to my show. Thank you for all the callers in the queue. You know, thank you for my $2,400 income that I was blessed with this week. And you can go even further by, you know, I always say details because I always put down, thank you for my 32-inch waist and flat stomach. Thank you for my healthy tone, cut, balanced body. Thank you. Thank you, God and angels, for bringing me back, for me being back in Colorado, in Manitou Springs, in my new home, with my new office, where I do angel readings, tarot card readings, and palm readings, and I now have my own shop in town, where I do fantastic work and work with a lot of fantastic people. And thank you for all the people that have crossed my path, who have enlighten my life as much as I've enlightened theirs. Thank you for my beautiful girlfriend wife that I have now, and we have a happy, blessed, deep, loving, romantic relationship here and now. So you sit here and look at the situation of focusing on all the things that you need to do. You want to focus on your business, and you say you want some more clients, so you focus on, thank you for the 24 clients that I did readings for this week. And thank you for the $2,400 financial blessing of an income that I had this week. You know, it's just, you know, so on and so on. Thank you for the miracles and blessings in my life. Thank you for my radio show, Psychic Journeyman. I mean, just, you know, put those things in there. Whatever you're thinking. I mean, thankful for everything. Thank you for the rock that I stepped on today that actually reminded me that I was still alive. That brought me to my senses. Thank you for the last reading that I had that brought me out of the direction I was going and helped me to go in the direction I needed to go into. So when I sit here and say relationships, like your hand is laying on the table, that is a relationship between your hand and the table. Okay? If you put your hand on the table and you're writing your book and you're writing in your journal, I would say that's a good relationship, but you're working together to create something really good. But if you slam your hands on the table, a lot of times you get hurt or you bust a blood vessel or something like that. So that's a bad relationship. But see, you can change that situation in 5 minutes by stopping, thinking, taking a deep breath, letting it go, and then writing in your journal, which you're creating a good relationship between your hand and your journal, and the pencil is, I don't know, it's like the meditation that you would do to calm yourself down between the two, to create that serene atmosphere. So, it's incredible, huh, guys? So I'm just saying, with the situation of putting these things together, those are relationships. So when we're talking about alchemy and relationships, it's the idea of creating an environment where you can have the relationship that you want. Okay, alchemy. Alchemy is the ideal, divine alchemy. Okay, guys? Divine alchemy. You're thinking of alchemy. You're thinking of metals. You're thinking of materialistic stuff. I'm talking energy. And the idea of alchemy, I will have seen. Let's see. So what we're going to do is we're going to get some stuff here. We're going to put it all together for you. And it's the idea of energy. What does energy do? What is between two people when they're in a relationship? It's love. Energy. So what we're trying to do is create. I guess you would say it's the ideal manipulation of energy in the right direction. In a situation of a relationship, it's the ideal of creating that energy field between two people so you can create a really good, serene situation, okay? What that means is to open up and talk, communicate. Sometimes communication starts way before we even open our mouths. So it's the idea of putting those two principles together. Body. Like a healthy body. Healthy. I'm sorry. I was trying to sit there and focus on that one myself. Okay. Sometimes with the situation, divine alchemy is basically relating to the energy in motion. This is the recognition of the unity of spirit and matter, and through certain techniques, it reverses the polarity of one's physical life on the material plane, from the lower vibration to the desire quality. So when we're sitting here talking about alchemy and relationships, we're bringing up the vibration of people who are better, who are relationship like. Not, we've seen some relationships out there where it's a manipulation of energy using each other. So that's not love. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to take it from a lower vibration to the desire quality, which is bringing the vibration up, attracting the right person. So you're with the idea of alchemy is the idea of focusing on the outcome of desire and then putting the energy out there, okay, to create that relationship. So, you know, like it says in the one, it's like, it's the earlier science of divine alchemy began in ancient Egypt and was discovered by Hermes, the father of occult wisdom. The teaching of Hermes really constituted the basic principles of the art of hermetic alchemy, which, contrary to general belief, dealt in the mastery of mental forces rather than material elements. So it's the idea of change, you know, you're changing metal, like you're changing gold. Well, no, you want to change gold, do you? You want to change lead into gold. So what they're doing is they're doing the same principle, but they're doing it with the mind. Okay, so we're changing negative thoughts into positive thoughts. By changing those thoughts into those positive thoughts, then we attract the desire relationship we want. By changing the energy within ourselves, within the subconscious mind, pertaining to relationships, you get the desired relationship. When it comes to, you know, materialistic things, you get the materialistic things, and so on and so on. So it was just one of those things. What kind of relationship do you want? You got to be clear about this too. What kind of relationship do you want? Not what you're willing to settle for, because realistically, right now with the situation, a lot of things I've seen with relationship counseling, I have seen a lot of people who are just settling for whoever comes along and kind of hit I have a list of 10. He hit at least two or three of them. So I'll just deal. I'll just see where this is going to go. Okay. And then they get to a point point where they're saying, well, let's try to see if we get it to work. See, if you're going to try to get it to work, there's something already telling you that it's not going to work. But you're not being totally honest with yourself. So the idea of taking these principles and sitting down and asking yourself, what kind of thoughts do you have in your subconscious mind? Because I just heard this in a movie where it says, the subconscious mind, we have no control over that. How many people out there believe that's true? Okay? Raise your hand. The idea of working with the subconscious mind, it's what this is all about. But this is more of the idea of using energy to create what you want, using the mind. And when you go to the point of changing the energy, I think your thinking already automatically changes along with it. So go out there and recognize the value of each individual that lives here on planet Earth at this time as the very worthiness of God. I am part of the grand plan of continued creation, and my contribution to the world, to this world, is vitally important in the divine scheme of things. You know, the idea of relationships are really important because with relationships, we touch so many people. It's not like, you know, when you're focusing on, I mean, that's the one thing we get a lot of karma in. Because that's a constant interaction with everybody and anybody. So it's like, if you're sitting there, it's like watching that movie, It's a Wonderful Life. And we saw that Jimmy Stewart, in the process of not being here, it gave you an idea how many lives that he touched throughout his life, not just himself. So the idea of the thinking and the focusing of energy and putting in that situation, realize that you have a very strong influence on everybody, and the more positive that you are, I guess that's what it's all about, positive energy. Positive energy is very important. What? Because it's like setting off a chain reaction with everybody. But we want to set off a positive chain reaction. So we're trying to put this in perspective. How can you find true love? How can you find anything out there until you're willing to sit down and ask yourself just that question? It's the same thing with relationships, I've always said too. And when you think and you focus and you're putting it out there, you know, we see people all the time, they attract certain kind of people. And when you're sitting back and observing those things, you can understand it very clearly. You don't understand what they don't. Because what they are, they're projecting, and they're also attracting. So in the process of changing the subconscious mind and your thinking, and changing the energy from a lower vibration to a higher vibration, it has a very positive effect on your body and your energy level on everything. To the point where you have a different you look at the world differently. You're more happy and vibrant. So you have a tendency to attract just the same. So when we sit here and say, love yourself as you love a neighbor, more than likely if you do that, then I think that you're in a very good place in your life, and that's a great neighborhood. So I guess we got to take it back one step, don't we? Everything in our lives reflects us, so therefore if we're in a neighborhood where people are doing certain things and it's drama and drama and drama, don't we need to take a look at ourselves and ask us how dramatic we are? I think we do. So I was saying, well, I was reading one thing about the idea I denounced this day, and money is not my support, God is. And I think once you put that, I guess it's the idea of the God and angels, and kind of put them back in the driver's seat again, because they are your guidance, and guidance is what? The steering wheel. So let it guide you and direct you. I was trying to get that more on the whole thing, but in some ways in the situation of some of the things I picked up on, it's just the idea of love yourself, raise that vibration up, and just an alchemy levels here, just it's more like using affirmations and certain meditations to bring that vibration up, to create that energy that is going to form the relationship that you want. Principle of abundance. When you say, I think you, in the course of also of putting all these together and the alchemy and relationships, alchemy and abundance. It's just the idea we could replace alchemy with love and relationships, love and abundance. Love and spirituality. Love is the energy that you're using to create these things and draw them to you. And that's the final line. So, hey, guys, you know, it's one of those things, like every show we do readings, and if you want to call in and get some questions answered, or like I said before, if you donated money to the show and you would like to get your five-card angel reading and you're really a person who's pressed for time and this would be a good place for you to do that, then feel free to call in here and we'll do that for you, too. And the number here is 646-721-9031. Okay, again, that number is 646-721-9031. And like we were talking about in that one book, there was a statement that I was reading where it says, what you see, you will become. And it seems like that one statement itself would probably reflect everything in your life as a fear. The reason you don't have the relationship you really want is because the fear that if you don't know how to deal with it. Or maybe you're scared that you might fail. See, it's a fear. That when you sit there and love unconditionally, love yourself unconditionally, you don't have those fears, and you have a tendency to keep going forward and going forward, going with the flow in your life. And you just kind of like let go and let that relationship see where it's going to go. Even at the same time, you still have something in your, and you still have pictures in your mind and how you'd like it to go. And the more you let those thoughts be free to flow too as well, don't be surprised that they actually do manifest. I'm just saying, with relationships themselves, I'm trying to put this in the right words. When you're if you're a person who's self-employed or do something, you have a service, you relate with people all the time. So there's relationships. And it seems like when you have a great relationship with yourself and you love yourself, you seem to attract everyone and everything you need, want, and desire. So and tell yourself, if you're focusing on your body, I am the law of health. And to my physical system, the cause of the mental currents being received by the creative mother or the creative mind, I send forth only thoughts, words, and images that are harmonious, peaceful, loving, and true. That's for your physical body. And if you sit here and look at the situation, you could use the same thing for your spirit. That's what kind of relationship that you want to have. You want to have a healthy, harmonious, peaceful, loving, and true relationship. But like I was saying, with the one situation, the power. What is the power? It's like, you know, when you get to a point in your life, when we're sitting trying to create these things, trying to put this in. So take a look at your life and sit and ask yourself, the scenes that you see, are they harmonious? Do you have a harmonious interaction with others? Do you have a harmonious interaction with others? You know, loving, playing, being with the perfect mate, the ideal circle of friends, family members who contribute to your happiness as you theirs. Do you see yourself as worthy of participating in life with people who are enjoyable, encouraging, harmonious, helpful, and a pleasure to be with? I mean, are these the people that are surrounding you right at this moment? And do you see yourself adding to the joys of their lives by being a lifter, someone to run to rather than run from? Are you creating the scenes now of a true loving relationship, seeing a variety of activities where the essence of happiness and great joy is shown on the screen of your mind? Can you honestly sit back and say, I see myself living as I have always dreamed, yet now the dream is reality, for I have awakened to the vision of truth, which means going out and getting exactly what I want. So So when a person crosses my path, I consider them to say honestly to myself, because of what I've created in my own life, that this person vibrates or is in the same realm that I am, or if he's not. Can you be honest with yourself and say, okay, this person is just not on the same level as I am? I mean, I really care about this person, but I just don't really see a relationship going on. Can you be really honest, but honest with yourself about those things and walk away? Maybe you are a learning lesson for that person, but not in the sense of being together in a long-term relationship. I mean, honestly, guys, I mean, I look at the situation on many levels. Sure, you can have a best friend who's a female, or if you're male, a female, a female, a male. But also look at the situation. There are deep, loving friendships that don't go to friendships. I mean, don't go to romantic relationships. Aren't they as important as the romantic one as well, too? Somebody that can be supportive, that you can hang out with, and it's just a friendship. Those are powerful. I think they make a big difference in the ideal of actually finding those romantic relationships. And when you want to sit down and focus on the energy to create that, love is everything. Love is love. So sit there and ask yourself those questions. The reason I was going over the 22 angels, because it has a lot to do with the alchemist process, because the angel of loving relationships, the angel of unconditional love, they're in there to help you with the situation you're going through. Situation at hand, just ask yourself those questions. And then ask yourself, you're focusing on exactly, because I mean, when it comes to the process, what do you desire in life? You must focus your thoughts on what you really want. Is this a hard question for you to ask sometimes, to ask yourself, what do you want? Make a definite decision to accept the fulfillment of your desires. It's like, look at the relationship, okay? When we're taking, like when you lead and turn into, you're taking the components of those and you're reconfiguring those to create a more priceless metal. So within your relationship, within yourself, you're doing the same thing, but you're taking energy and reconforming it from a negative or doing that within yourself, then you will have the perfect mate, because you've worked on yourself and brought yourself to a perfection of itself. And then you can do that. And then you'll see that you have done an alchemist process on yourself. You're at a different vibration than you was before. You're happy, content. You reconfigured the whole thing, brought that lower energy up to a higher. You started to notice certain things about your life. Then you started working on your chakras. You started working on your aura. You started meditating. You started listening to your angels and your guides. Now they're all working hand in hand. You're now going forward. You feel like you are in the flow of life, and you're going forward. And then, lo and behold, what happens? Opportunities. Opportunities. Sometimes sometimes people have a tendency to separate the two. In the ideal of relationships, we're looking for the significant other. But we don't look at those as opportunities, when they actually are the same. And then when we are focusing on career, then we look at them as opportunities, when everything that crosses your path is an opportunity in some way to change your life. Okay, guys, with the situation working out here, let's take a look and see. What we're doing today is we're also going to do some runes. I'm going to throw a couple runes out, and the rune for the day is... Okay. That didn't seem to work. Okay. Alright. Well, we're going to sit here and take this spend. Okay. The rune for the day is actually the word is spelled like this. It's INGWAZ. All right? Now that is represents both the home and the greater world. Our oneness with the universe. Common sense is also indicated with this rune, as well as social consciousness, love, caring, human warmth, a time of rest, or a period of time spent at home. Reflect on relationships of your personal existence. Are there larger issues at play in your life right now? And they're saying that if there are, look at the situation and ask yourself, are they really as big as you think they are? Because if they're not, more likely they're not. That's what I'm trying to say. So, and if you call in today, I can also give you a rune for the days too as well. Well, the first one we're going to do here is deep breath, everybody. If you are a person, and then our next rune is actually spelled A-N-S-U-Z, Anzu, Anzu. This one here is more of a, your impressions of your situation in your life right now might be a little foggy. It's time to take a step back, take a deep breath, and access all that you have done up to now. Take a look. It's like a life review. The keywords for today are objective and cautious. Learn them, live them, love them. They will help you see the light at the end of the tunnel. Okay? And sometimes with situations of going into the future, it's great. When they say be cautious, it's like going through a yellow light. You know, caution. You know, it's like slow down, proceed with caution. It's saying slow down and go through there. There may be some obstacles that you need to take notice of. But it doesn't say stop. And a lot of people say, oh, cautious, whoop, and they stop. But it also says objective. Objective means be objective. You know, that's the course of going slow with caution so you can actually be more objective and see the situation more clearly. So take a look at the situation. And we're going to do three, I think. We're going to do three here. Remember, the second one here is, I think it's Zugel. S-I-G-E-L. Okay, and this is like one of the things asking yourself. Like a lot of things are going on, especially the last 2 weeks. So have you had a break today? It's time for a little rest and relaxation. And if anybody's like I am, with a lot of thinking about a lot of things that are going on, you've been overworking your mind, which is actually making the current situation a little more strenuous than it should. That's what I'm saying about the idea of looking at things and asking yourself, is this problem really as big as you think it is, or is it the idea of thinking about it too much and over and over and over again to that where it's actually bigger than it really is. Okay? Take a breath from the everyday to take the time to put things into perspective. When you return, it's like take a break. I was saying the other one was saying take a step back, you know. And take a step back. Clear your head. You know, take a break. Retreat for a while. And then return to the center of the situation and take control. I mean, has anybody ever sit down before and you're sitting working on a project and you're having a truck trying to come up with solutions and what you should do with the whole thing? It's driving you crazy. But then you take a break or take a walk or I've done this before myself where I just go lay down for like 5 or 10 minutes. And all of a sudden, it's like I'm laying there. All of a sudden, I go, boom, I got it. I just figured out what I can do. I did that one time I was fixing water pipes. It came to me real quick how to fix that water pipe. I had to walk away from it too. That was very important. So we want everybody to be okay and do our little thing here. Yes. And like I said before, if anybody wants to call in and get a reading, the number here is 646-721-9031. Also, if anybody has any questions in the chat room, just let me know and we'll answer those questions too. And if you have any questions about anything that's been said today and you want to call in and ask, feel free to do so. I'd be glad to ask her any questions you want to know. We're going to do our second. We're going to do our third room, which is, I think it's pronounced Thorn. It's Thorn. I'm getting this a lot too, where that card basically represents Lady Luck. It's saying luck is on your side. Someone up there likes you, and be clear about what's your intentions, and remain focused on the goal, on the goals at hand. If you are true to yourself and remain humble, then someone's basically saying focus on what you want, and be grateful for every little thing that you have in your life, even down to the hair on your toes. There is nothing you can't accomplish. So therefore, put it out there. See what happens. If you feel like you have money around you and it just hasn't come through yet, the money's still there. It's just looking for maybe a crack in your resistance to break through. So ask yourself, what kind of resistance do you have up there? What kind of resistance is going on that would keep you from your desired manifestation? The relationship you're looking for, what's the one thing that's keeping you from your relationship? You know, it's looking for resistance. It's got resistance right there all over it. I mean, you can let down the resistance because, I've done their situation with relationship counseling. And there is one question that kind of baffles me when people say, well, I don't want to get hurt ever again. If that's the case, then you might as well move to Mars. Because last time I heard, there's nobody there. So you won't have to deal with people. In the process of going through your life and I guess you would say the spiritual techniques and tools to use is not to get rid of the ego, but it's the idea of balancing your life out between the physical and spiritual. So therefore, when you're confronted with these situations, you can be in more of a calmer situation. Instead of letting the body react, the spirit can, or the soul can still the body. Okay? You can say that again if you want to. The spirit stills the body. So when people are getting angry and screaming and yelling, at that point the physical is taken over. And the spiritual is just sitting back going, okay, what could I have done to keep that from happening? We're always questioning that. Remember, has anybody ever heard that the term where people sit and go, okay, I just went off and started screaming. And then it was a part of me that was standing back, looking at myself, acting like a crazy person. That is the spirit taking a step back at that moment to reflect, to ask, what did I do to get that response? Why is my body reacting this way? A lot of people who take drugs and that kind of stuff always say that they're sitting back, watching their body, watching themselves scream at somebody or do something or maybe take some more drugs. That's the spirit taking a step back and looking at itself, going, why is this happening? So at that moment, they're two. They're not as one. So the idea of the spiritual tools and techniques actually bring things together. So they are as one. We talked about a meditation where you basically sit down and don't cross your arms or your legs. Just sit down. If you want to take and ground yourself for a minute too before you do any meditational techniques, that's a good thing to do. Grounding is great. The more grounding you do, the more I feel like it's one of those things that makes it easier to manifest, because the more grounded you are, the clearer the signal, but also you're able to ripple something, raising your vibration. I mean, with the situation of being a super being, you want to be a super being? It's the idea of maintaining and realize that you do have dominion over everything. Your body, the weather, the environment, the economy. But, excuse me, it's just one of those things where you must make a definite decision to accept the fulfillment of your desires. That means letting go, I want this. And go from the same thing to have this. It's like just with healing and relationships. So they're telling themselves all the time, I have the place. I have the place. They're sitting there, okay, you're helping me. Meet somebody, someone starts and like the ideal, scared to death the responsibility. They just might actually get what they want. I don't know why that really scares somebody, and then again, I do. Because the responsibility of actually taking on exactly the life that you want. I mean, in some sense of the word, I guess look back at people and ask yourself, right? Ask yourself. You know, it's like asking Kevin, well, boss, but you can't remember. But you can remember a little bit fragments of the whole thing. And then you have a friend of yours who does know the song and starts singing it. What happens? All the familiar comes to the surface. Start realizing, you know it. It's the same thing with spiritual awakenings. All the bits and pieces that you're looking for are more likely to be there than all of it. Just getting acquainted with them. Something comes from or spirituals, one of the spiritual tools. I have something strike in my mind. This is not I want to try to do more real good. I want to focus on something. I try to bring what you try to bring pieces you didn't get. Just like you realize they were there the whole time. Same thing with money and having exactly what you need for your goals. It was there the whole time. It was just part of your life. And most of the spiritual contexts that I've actually read do say that you're not you're not really creating anything except for ways to resist, to basically so you can have what you're meant to have in the first place. So, we're working on the sound, but I don't know what to deal with the situation, guys. It's like, I can go over this list with you real quick. It's, what do you desire in life? You must focus your thoughts on what you really want. Then you must make a definite decision to accept the fulfillment of your desires. Your desires cannot be fulfilled in the outer world of experience and form unless you have the consciousness or mental equivalence of them. The first step in building the mental equivalence is to realize the divine ideal corresponding to your desire already exists in your super consciousness. This is the intellectual awareness. But an intellectual awareness alone does not have sufficient power to shape the outer picture. Your feeling nature must also be brought into play. When the two are combined, a powerful reaction takes place in the subjective phase of mind, setting up a vibration that corresponds to the spiritual equivalence of fulfillment in your super consciousness. Number six is this fusion of mind and heart along the lines of a particular desire fulfillment. If it's protected from the thoughts contrary, which is basically exactly. It's because the fusion of mind and heart along the lines of a particular desired fulfillment. If protected from the thoughts to the contrary. So as long as you keep those negative thoughts out there and you keep focusing on the positive part and the energy. Because I always tell people when you're focusing on these things, changing the outcome, you can think positive, but if you're doing it in an intellectual way of thinking in a positive way, then it's hard to actually get what you're working for. You can actually work against yourself because you actually with the thinking process, you might actually be thinking, like you're sort of focusing on a relationship, okay? But ask yourself, are you focusing on that spot of lack because there's nobody in that space? Or do you have to use your imagination and you already see somebody feeling that spot? Put the energy in that, okay? Because it's been proven through that. If you take and focus on energy, say, they had a particular people focusing on a certain symbol, and then they had some energy, and they focused on that. As they focused energy, what they were thinking about, energy started taking on the form of that. But when they wasn't thinking about it or thinking on that energy, it was just a mass. It lost its form. So as long as he was focusing on that, it became the form. Okay, so when you're focusing on, let's say you're focusing on the relationship that you want to have. Think about this. If you want to have a great relationship with a person, then you have to have a great relationship with yourself. I'm not even moving. So as long as you don't think to the contrary, and you focus on nothing but what you do want, you will develop into a conviction. The conviction of the mental equivalence becomes a pattern through which the creative energy of mind flows or radiates. As this energy, light, power, substance passes through the pattern, it takes on all the attributes of the pattern and goes forth into the outer world to manifest corresponding circumstances, experiences, and forms. It's like we focus, we got the picture, got the equivalence, the whole thing. Now ask yourself, if this manifestation happened right now, how would I feel? And then focus on that feeling. Because if you can feel it, then you will be living it. Okay? Put it out there. Do what you got to do. And then, also, with the situation, it's like ask for it and let the universe do it. Wisdom and integrity of the power which is God. You develop your subjective convictions through a dedicated program of contemplated meditation, affirmations, and the proper use of your power of imagination. Imagination is what we call the foundation of manifestation. So put it out there, guys, huh? What do you say? Do it that way and you'll see some really great results. Also, be filled with a sense of thankfulness and gratitude that your desires are already fulfilled. So it doesn't matter what it is. If you're focusing on the perfect relationship, then have a sense of thankfulness and gratitude that your desires are already fulfilled. So you're already with the perfect person, having the perfect relationship, full of perfect energy. You have an abundance of love for each other. You have an abundance of respect. And just go on and on. And start focusing on those things just like that, constantly. I have abundance of love for my woman, or if you wife, it depends if you're a hippie. Some people call it the old man, old woman, you know, or old lady. Whatever is good for you, as long as it's not in a sense of disrespect. But be active. If you sit around and wait for your good to fall in your lap, your lap may be far removed from the point of contact and the channel that the power has selected specifically for the outpicturing of your good. So also listen to your guidance in this situation of being in the right place at the right time. And right now, guys, we are doing readings, and all we need is some people to call in so we can actually do those readings. So if everybody give a call in right now, it's the number 646-721-9031. If anybody in the chat room has a question as well, feel free to ask. We will definitely answer that question for you. But we're also looking at a lot of things changing this, and also, you know, the idea of manifesting, messed up. Manifestation. Focus on this. There is a presence and a power within me now. It is the all-knowing, all-caring, all-loving, all-powerful. It is the completeness of the universe and to visualize as me. It is who I am. It is what I am. It is God as me now. I am love. Okay, what do I do with that? Okay. I am love. Okay, just keep saying over to yourself, I am love. Ask yourself, how do you feel when you say that to yourself? I am love. I am love. Do you feel a certain vibration with that? If you do, then as you say the words, your vibration is actually going up at that time. So if that's the case, then you might want to just keep doing that. And look at the situation of looking at everybody that crosses your path and always seeing the God essence within them. Love them unconditionally, no matter what you see on the outside. Love. And just tell yourself over and over again that this person that we're talking about here, he is who he is, or she is who she is. And that's the respect, and that's the unconditional love. You know, the ideal thing about this guy, when you start focusing too much on everything and looking at it, this and that and the other, you get caught up in the situation where it just drives you crazy. You know, this person's that, and yet later on you're just kind of like exhausted because you're expelling all that energy. When you should have been focusing on just loving that person. Now, it's like, look at the situation of focusing on a positive blueprint, and through they're always talking about the throat chakra radiating energy out into the world. But they also says in the Bible, there's a term in there called the power of the tongue. What you say will happen. Somewhere, somehow, whatever you say, those thoughts that you think, and if you have to take it one step further and put it out there, then it's going to manifest. See yourself right where you are now as a beneficiary of the powerful stream of well-being. Be well-being. I think the hardest thing for people to do is say, okay, I want to attract a loving relationship, not realizing that they have to have a loving relationship with themselves first. Love the world as you love yourself. Love yourself as you love the world. It's a complete circle, but that definitely has to be completed before you can actually go out and bring someone else into your stream. Try to imagine that you are basking in the flow of the powerful stream. Make an effort to feel yourself as the leading edge beneficiary of this unlimited stream, and smile and try to accept that you are worthy of it. I think that some people feel the energy and the focus of that power within themselves, but at the same time they don't feel like they're worthy of it. So they don't sit there and let their full potential come out. They don't love completely. They have a tendency to hold a little bit back. In the process of doing that, when you limit yourself, when you don't give completely of yourself, you're just keeping that peace from attracting what you're actually looking for, because no one's looking for a half relationship. They're always looking for a full, happy, loving relationship. They've always got all these qualities of those things. I'm just saying, in the process of really wanting to attract that, what you might want to do is sit down and ask yourself flat out too, with that list of things that you have about the kind of person you want to be with, the kind of relationship you want to be, or what kind of relationship you want to be in, you should also look at that list and ask yourself, are you that too? Are you those 10 characteristics that you want in a relationship with a person? Are you loving, caring, and whatever you have on that list of the kind of relationship you want to have? Because if you are trying to attract that, and you don't think you are, on some level, of those things too, then you're going to have a tough time manifesting that. All right? So, with the situation, today we're also doing compatibility assessments, I guess you'd say. You know, does a Taurus work with a Capricorn? Does a Capricorn work with a Taurus? You know, vice versa, those kind of things. So, if you want to find out the compatibility of a relationship, call in here, and we'll do that compatibility for you real quick. The number here is 646-721-9031. For us, we have the thing where it's like this, going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund and Support My Show Fund, where it's helped me get home back to Colorado. I've been trying to get back there, and it's like one of those things I'm just asking for, you know, just some donations to get back home and to also keep the show going. I want to do so many things with the show, and I want to keep the format that there are 3 days, at least 3 days a week, where there's like two or three psychics here at your disposal to get questions answered. So we'd like to keep that going. So for every donation, and we got a special going on this week. For every person who donates $100 to the fund, because it's one of those things. I have a lot of things coming due at the end of the week that I really would like to get paid off, and I feel like I'm going to, and it's all pretty much a done deal. Okay? But it's just one of those things of maintaining and keeping the show going, and make sure this format's here for you guys to come get readings, and for me to do what I love to do. So for every person who donates $100, I will give you a block of 5 60 to 90 minute sessions. So I don't think you can get that anywhere else. Again, if you donate $100 to the show, I will give you 5 60 to 90 minute sessions. Alrighty. And I'd like to also thank the people who have donated to the show and to the fund. Thank you all for listening, and thank you for all the people out there supporting. I really appreciate each and every one of you, and also would love to sit down and do a reading for each and every one of you guys and get some answers, tools to make a difference in your life. Because I know the ideal when I work with people makes a big difference in my life, and I feel like everybody that I've actually worked with touches me as much as I touch them. Also, situation calling, when you call in or get a reading, it actually touches about 5 or 6, maybe 10 people. It just seems like those readings touch everybody else as well too. So it's a very strong format for everybody to get blessed. It's like when you donate money to the show, that will probably touch about 10 or 20 people as well. So it's like a chain reaction. It just keeps the flow and going. I mean, if everybody gave, it would always be a continuous cycle going around the planet, wouldn't it be? So everybody would be taken care of. So take that into consideration. And like I said before, we're doing readings. For people who want to take advantage of the $100 for the five sessions, also anything else I have, contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Contact me through there on the contact page. Leave a phone number that I can call you back so we can do your reading for you. And if you also see in the chat room, there's a thing where if you donate $5 or more, you'll get a 5-card angel reading. So, you know, either way you go with the whole thing, you're getting something back. It's a continuous circle going on. And I just love doing readings as much as I can. I really do. It's just one of those things that the privilege of actually being able to do that kind of work, I'm thankful every day for. I'm thankful for the show. I'm thankful for all the people out there that are listening. I'm thankful for all the people who have called in, who have actually have contacted me in some sense of the word, have helped me in situations too, with their advice as well. So it's been one great show, one fascination after another, and one blessing or miracle after another too. It's just one of those things to keep that open. So check it out. If you want to donate, just go to the website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, or you can contact me through Skype if you all have Skype accounts. And actually, Skype is free. My username is in small letters donald.reed8, and as soon as I get your message, I will be definitely be glad to call you back, and we will definitely do your session, and we'll go from there. So if anybody wants to call in or get a reading right now, the number is 646-721-9031. Plus, I said also, people who donated to the show who actually still want to take advantage of the 5-card angel card reading, you can call in here too right now if you like. This is like, some people do have some time problems, so therefore if this is a good, better time for you, feel free to call in. Just call right in here and we'll do that reading for you. If anybody in the chat room has any questions, just let me know. Does anybody have a question in the chat room? Does anybody would like to have a angel card for the day? Just tell me and I will shuffle the deck and we will give you an angel card for the day. Excuse me. Right now we're going to take a 5-minute break, and maybe 2 or 3 minute break, and we'll be right back, and we'll share this nice grounding meditation with you. Thank you. people. We're back, and how you doing? I'm going to take a break there for some fluids. So we'll check out the chat room. Anybody else in the chat room wants an angel card reading or wants a card of the day, just let me know, and I'll shuffle the cards. And right now I'm going for Anne's 11763. Okay. Your card for the day is Truth and Integrity. It talks about being more truthful to yourself, of being true to yourself. It means the idea of focusing on exactly what you want with your life and not willing to settle for, well, just not willing to settle, and actually going after exactly what you need. Truth and integrity. You know, when you're truthful with yourself, you have integrity for yourself. At the same time of doing this, you also have a tendency to everybody else has the same thing too as well. It's like, you know, if you don't respect yourself, people don't respect you either. So if you have people around you that are not respecting you, you need to, I just feel like with everything you do in your life, when you're getting this outcome on the outer world, you need to take a look within to ask yourself, what did I do to get that response? Or what about me attracted that to me or attracted to them? Maybe we shouldn't say that. I'm just saying attracting everything and anything in your life. It's a very intriguing card itself. I'm trying to look at the situation at hand. We're checking out some things here. If that makes any sense with the situation, I keep getting relationships in general. I would love a card, please. Boy, that's some really bright light. That's, what is that, yellowish? I don't know if that looks like yellowish orange there, everybody. With truth, I want to go deeply and more deeply into this one here real quick. Truth. It's a T. So look back here. Truth and integrity. See, this card, this is the meaning of this card. You are guided to be very honest with yourself. See, it's the idea of being honest with yourself. What do you really want? Do you want, like, if you're in a situation with a relationship with a boyfriend and you're starting to look at the whole thing, stuck on that color. Oh, okay. It makes sense in a few areas because it's talking about be true to yourself, be honest with yourself, and to be true to yourself in all areas and all your life, all activities and actions. Okay, and the angels say to you, this is what they're saying to you. Let go of anything and all activities that do not mirror your highest intentions for yourself. If something in your life isn't working, be willing to release it to God and the angels. The idea of letting go, it's just let it go. Because, you know, sometimes in situations, people think, okay, let that relationship go. A lot of times it doesn't mean let the relationship go, as in, you know, sever ties. It means let it go. Quit hanging on to it. Quit attaching yourself to it. See, when you attach yourself to anything or anyone, you are not allowing it to grow and mature the way it should be if you give it some space. And a lot of times people don't give it space because they're scared of losing it in the first place. So there's still an attachment of fear there. Okay? You'll find that the job, the relationship, health issues, or other circumstances heals rapidly in ways that you could never imagine. All along the way, the angels will perfectly guide you to actions that will either help you replace the situation with something better or heal it entirely. Expect a miracle when you decide to. Be true to you. Refreshed and changed. Good advice. Full circle. Thank you. Okay, and who else? Okay, and blissful to be me. You say you want a card too? If you still want a card for yourself, just tell me, let me know. Because right now, blissful, I'm actually shuffling the cards again. And all I need you to do is tell me when to stop shuffling. Well, I see now you've gone from yellow to purple. Or purple. So go ahead and shuffle those cards. I'm shuffling. Okay, I'm shuffling right now. I just need you to tell me when to stop shuffling, all right? Just tell me when to stop shuffling. My hands are getting tired. My fingers are getting a hell of a workout here. So, pull that card out for you. Well, that's good that you took that advice the way you did, because I actually got the same card. Okay? Truth and integrity. Be true to yourself. Be true to your school. Stop already? Okay, I already did. I stopped, and that's the card you got. I shuffled many, many times. And this is the card that came up. Well, that was kind of cool in itself. Because I mean, I'm sure we're sitting looking at the thing going, hey, be true to yourself. You're guided to be very honest with yourself. I mean, your angels are sitting going, if they're sitting talking to you and you keep getting that sense that something's going on, that I should take a look at the situation again, then you should take a look at the situation again. Okay? If you want to call in here and get a reading to get more insight on the whole thing, I'd be glad to do it for you. We're kicking butt here. We really are. And we got 33 minutes left here. It's Psychic Journey Man Talk Radio Show here on Talk, well, here on Talk Blog Talk Radio. It's 10:26 p.m. That's Eastern. It's now March 9th, 2011. We got plenty of time to do readings, so give us a call in here. If you have any comments about relationships in general, I do also relationship counseling too. So I can answer any questions you want to. You have some weight issues, and you're looking for ways to get that flat 32-inch waist. I'm also a spiritual personal trainer. So whatever that question is, I can do it for you. No, I said stop while you were shuffling. Oh, okay. Let me shuffle again. I'll go ahead and shuffle the cards for you again and give you an additional card if you like. And also with the situation with Anne, if she wants me to pull another card out of here too, I'll be glad to do that. Take it on to the top here, boys. What do you say? I'm going to shuffle again. So if you want a second card, I'm shuffling the cards. Okay? So just tell me when to stop shuffling the cards. Anybody in the chat room, guest, anybody, you are too funny. Thank you. Go for it. All right. Be true to your school. I'm having flashbacks of the Beach Boys. Hey, Judy, are you talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to both you guys. Yes, Anne. Anne? Yes, if you want another card, I will give you another card too. Alright. Now, this goes in coordination with the last card that you had, because it says, take back your power. This is an Archangel card. This is Archangel Raziel. That's spelled R-A-Z-I-E-L. Use your God-given power and intentions to manifest blessings in your life. Take back your power. Look at your life. Review your life. And look at the times that you've... Okay, yeah, she's blissful to be me. That's her card. Okay, so be true to yourself. Be honest with yourself. And say, this here is a way to do that, and it's telling you why you need to do that, so you can take back that power. Take back your power. Okay? I always say do a life review and look at all the times that you relinquished your power. And then vow to yourself to not do that anymore, and then reacquire that back to yourself. Who is this for? This is for blissful to be me. And yours is next. Okay? Blissful to be me? That's a cool card. I like that. Take back your power. You are, you know, use your God-given power and intentions to manifest blessings in your life. So have faith and go out and get exactly what you want. I don't know, man. All right, where am I at? Okay. All right, Ann, I'm going to shuffle the cards for you too. Let me give you another card so we can clarify it for you. You're welcome. All I want to do is... Okay. Let's all sing a Spanish song. Okay. And why don't you just tell me, I'm shuffling the cards, just tell me this. when I should stop shuffling these cards. And I'll be glad to do that for you. Blah, 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 blah. Yes. Oh, that was for that. No, that card, the card I just got done with, where it says take back your power, that was for Blissful to be me. And if anybody wants to call in and get an angel card reading or a reading itself, please do so. We still got a couple. You know, we still got like 20 minutes. So call in. The number is 646-721-9031. What's up, V Diggs? So Ann, I'm gonna shuffle the cards for you right now. And all I want you to do is to tell me when to stop shuffling the cards. It's just you are seeing my responses after the fact. Oh, okay, gotcha. I'm losing my sense. So, if anybody wants to call in and get a reading, please do so. We are doing readings. We got 28 minutes left in the show, so pop right in there and just see what we can come up with, huh? Give me a chance to practice what I love to do, which is do readings and work with people and do those sessions. So, this call in here at 646-721-9031. If anybody in the chat room would like to have a card, an angel card for the day, just let me know. And we'll be glad to do it for you. Today is one of those things about relationships. You know, we always talk about relationships. Relationships can be most... You know, I've seen the situations where people are working when they're actually in their position of service and what they were meant to do when they came here. They always seem to find everything that comes along with that. Once you make your mind up to go after what you love to do, everything else seems to follow, doesn't it? So just check it out for yourself and look at the ideal, how things are falling into place. Because I think it's one of those things that you should definitely take in consideration. Oh, we have a caller. Hello, hi, how are you? Welcome
hi.
To the show.
Hi, I'm fine, thanks.
And what's your name?
Veronica.
Veronica, where are you calling from?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Don't you love that place, or do you want to get out of there?
It's nice. I don't have a problem with it now.
Now?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's cool for what it is.
Oh, gotcha.
It's cool for what it is.
I gotcha. No, I understand. I'm just, you know, one of those people who's moving further west. So, you have a couple questions for us?
I guess just wondering what the cards are saying, what the gods want me to know.
The gods? The angels?
Huh?
So, 1979, what is that? Is it a number or is that the year you were born?
The year I was born.
Really? So you were born a year before I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make me feel old? No. I've been told I'm many thousand years old, so what the heck, right?
You're not old.
That's a physical thing, right?
Right.
Because we were talking about this yesterday. Think about this, guys. You want to talk about past lives? Look at the spirit. Which never dies, it just keeps continuing to go on and on and on and on, okay? It's like having your car. A lot of people go through many cars.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you are the soul, right, within that car. So that car has a life, you go on. You get another one and another one. And it's the same thing with your spirit, your soul. You go through many lifetimes and many bodies, same way. And it's kind of funny how they call it the graveyard, And we also have a junkyard. So
yeah.
So you have two of the same. I thought it was kind of funny. So, but it's a good analogy. You know, sit there and say, okay, you don't believe in past lives? Fine. The one thing I do get with you is the idea of listening to yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the idea of being a very, like, you're a person who is, it's like you keep your mind open, you learn new ideals very quickly, and you're able to teach those to other people.
Yeah, I think I can agree with that.
Yeah, because it's like a focus and saying, okay, you're great, you're fantastic. But when are you going to start believing that?
I battle with that a lot.
Yes, you do. But see, it's like one of those situations. We look at the cards. The first card came out was listening. The second card was teaching and learning. And then the third card is, you know what to do. Mm-hmm. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. And it's one of those things of thinking and pondering.
Mm-hmm.
They're just slowing down the process. The quicker you learn how to make decisions very quickly and go with the spontaneous moment of listening to the very first thing that comes through,
mm-hmm.
then you have a tendency to go, that was interesting. Mm-hmm. If I would listen to myself the first time, because, you know, sometimes people still wind up where they're supposed to be at, but they go through different avenues until they find the easiest one to get there.
Right.
So with the situation you're going through, this is the idea of noticing and being crystal clear about what you do want, because it's like you're having a little falter time now.
Mm-hmm. A lot of what?
Excuse me. A lot of falter, like you're faltering in your thoughts. It means you know what you want to do, but you keep getting thrown off because of, for example, like money. Now, some people go and get a job because they need money. They don't go get a job because that's what they want to do. And then,
right.
then they kind of like, why don't I like this job? Well, you never did. it's like trusting yourself and say, okay, what we mean by look past the illusion is looking past what you're doing right now and seeing what you really want to do and then trying to get there.
mm-hmm.
And then realizing it's a whole lot easier by just making one decision to do it, and then opportunities open up so therefore that can happen. But sometimes you have to get to the point of trusting yourself and listening to your guidance, you know,
mm-hmm.
being open-minded to learn new things. Because a lot of times what you find out, that I think you found out yourself, that in the process of learning new things that you thought they were new things, they were also very familiar to you, too.
Yeah.
So it's like reacquainting yourself. So therefore, you did know exactly what you were doing when you were drawn there in the first place. So that's what they're saying. Trust that. You know what to do. You've done it before. And then just keep yourself clear, crystal clear, about what your intentions are. You do need to work with Archangel Michael to cut loose with some things that you're still hanging on to. But it's saying, notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings. This is, as they signify, divine guidance. So
mm-hmm.
when you're getting those emotional feelings that you should do something, and the physical kicks in too, where it's like some people have talked about their body just took over and they decide to go into a different direction, or I've heard so many stories about people missing accidents or being in accidents where they just trusted that something was, there was a force or something with them.
Mm-hmm.
They would go, like they're in a car accident. They think they're going to die. So they just let go of the steering wheel.
Mm.
You know, have that kind of faith, and at that moment being directed to a different part so they didn't, nothing happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes the idea of just letting go and going past the point of faith and just knowing,
mm-hmm.
that can be a hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very hard.
So we sort of look and say, can Crystal kiss? Let's see. Oh. I see that you're very, I don't know, I just keep getting the idea. You have a very strong bond with children, particularly with children who are very sensitive.
Yeah, I am actually a therapist. I work with kids. I'm a therapist with kids, work with the families too, because of course they're a part of their lives, but the main
mm-hmm.
focus is the kid.
It seems like you're very... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, I have a ton of them, not my own kids, but I have a ton of kids that I work with.
Yes, you do. They're very gifted. Do you know which ones to work with? It seems like you know exactly their needs.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, like, even what you were saying, like, being interested in something, drawn to something that I'm thinking is new to me, but it's actually familiar to me. I've actually started learning. I'm probably only a month in tarot card reading. And I spoke with someone before, and she was saying the reason why, she's like, this is not new to you. This is something that's very familiar to you, and it's because in your past life, she said I was a witch in my past life. So I don't know how to take that, but she said I was a witch in my past life, and she said that's the reason why they're pretty familiar to me. So so it's just interesting that you said that. I've actually, even before, like probably a couple hours beforehand, I was going through the list of my kids, and I was doing child spreads on them just to see, like, why are they here? What do they want me to know? Et cetera, et cetera, just to help me in my approach with them.
Uh-huh. Well, throw me a couple cards, would you?
No, I just learned. So.
Well, I always tell people, because I've had people come on the show before that are very intuitive, and I'll ask them questions and stuff, and I said, just do it this way. When someone asks you the question, take three deep breaths, and then just kind of go with the flow of what comes to you.
Okay.
And what happened to your shuffle is there was someone in line, and usually I go back to the line and take the callers, and then I promise I will do a shuffle for you too as well.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
So you want me to pull cards for you right now?
Yeah. Yeah. You just sit there, because I actually have a class I'm doing Friday on Wiz IQ, where I'm teaching people how to do angel card readings and tarot card readings. And what I do is I go over each one of the cards, and I tell people, I said, when you do the cards, now you're going to get a book and the whole thing, it tells you what the cards, but these are possibilities.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, these are possibilities, because what you're doing is the cards, see, if you notice when I was sitting there telling you about yourself and picking up things and that kind of stuff, a lot of times what I do is I already pick that stuff up, I'm telling you those things. And then the cards confirm that, which is good for, it's actually, I use cards a lot when it comes to personal readings, because people have a tendency to like that, because it's like getting two opinions in one card reading. Mm-hmm. And you are very sensitive, and that was kind of funny, because the last card you had is you are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now, honor your feelings, and yourself. So therefore, this is what you feel the most comfortable doing. And this is what you really want to do.
Okay? Right.
So when you sit or take a look at these things, like the card freedom. Now, when you take, what your job is to do, the technique that I always tell everybody to do, this is what your job is to take what you know with your cards and what your feelings and working with your angels and your guides and detail the reading to the person who's sitting across from you. Because it's an individual thing. But a lot of people like to put it in masses. Like, for example, there was a lady talking to you, and she was saying you was a witch in a past life, because that's why you're familiar with tarot cards. Ooh, okay. I'm having a hard time with that, because the feeling I got on that whole thing was she was interpreting it through not what she was feeling or hearing from her guides, but she was interpreting by her own experiences of being working with tarot cards and the connection to witches and that kind of stuff. And I think that's a bunch of bull. I've never actually seen witches do tarot card readings.
Yeah.
There are some who do readings and they use cards, but not tarot cards. They have cards of their own. Okay, and they do have this. I'm just saying the people, and I will sit and say everybody else is going, what? Well, I did. Well, that's you. I'm saying that all the people that I've actually come encounter with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the people I've worked with, when I was living in Manitou Springs in Colorado, I came across a lot of witches, and there was actually a girl who used to read in our shop who was a witch. But she said she was pagan and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, it was just kind of funny how she would do things. And she was not trying to say anything bad about the woman. I'm not going to mention any names, but, you know, it's kind of funny when I see people who are spiritual, and I'm not going to, you know, and they have a tendency to have doubt about what they can manifest when they're actually teaching the whole thing. And I'm not going to say anything about myself either, because this last week's been kind of crazy for me. Well, I'm looking at the situation going, everything's fine. Instead of looking at my queue being half full, it's the ideal saying it's half empty, and just looking at it as just what it is. It's just a switchboard with phone and people calling in, And for each person who calls, looking forward to helping that person. Now, with the cards, so like, but I used to have a problem with this. People would, I would do readings for people, tarot cards, and they would try to interpret. They would try to interpret the cards for me. You have to watch out for people to do that, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to manipulate the reading so that they're influencing you to believe what they think they should do, not listening to the cards tell them and give them direction, but they're trying to tell you the direction that they should go in. Okay, so step back. So like what you're, I mean, yeah, shuffle the cards, throw out some. I, for some reason, I keep saying it, that you should do a. This is my impression, that you should do a three. You should do a three card spread for me.
Okay.
Okay, is that familiar?
I have them right here, sitting next to me.
Okay, does that make sense to you when I say three cards? For some reason, three cards seems really familiar to you.
Yeah, three cards, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so I was sitting here looking at the situation, and see, I've done what I tell
the situation, the cause, and the solution.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, that's why I was sitting looking at the thing. It was like a simple, quick thing for you. But I guess, and I had a friend of mine like that. She was very intuitive, and I used to sit there and say, okay, I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to take three deep breaths. Because it might, you know, I've had some friends of mine who come to forward and said, you know something, we listen to you when you talk about breathing, and then they start doing breathing techniques. That actually improve their readings.
Huh.
So the last card, one card I got for you was sensitivity, and then I pulled an additional card for you, which was freedom. But there seems like that by doing readings and stuff like that, what you're really pulled to do, you can still work with kids. And still do what you love to do too as well. And it seems like a lot of freedom is going to be opening up there for you.
Okay.
But you got to stick to your guns and believe what you're going to do and what you need to do. And I'm going to let you go and interpret the three cards you pulled out for me.
Okay.
And tell me when you're done, because what I want to do is I want to sit here and I had a card pop up in my head when you started doing that, and I just want to see if I'm right.
Okay. Okay, I got the Emperor,
page
of Wands, and the Eight of Pentacles.
Okay, I was going to say, for some reason I got the Page of Wands. When I sit here and say the Page of Wands, what does that mean to you?
The Page of Wands, I'd have to pull out my book, because I told you I'm still learning.
well,
I think it's about communication, like the pages bring messages, so that has a lot to do with communication, but I'm still like, I always have to go to the book.
I'm just saying, just trust your intuition, you know. Your angels are talking through your intuition and your abilities. So, see, you have to be psychic so they can communicate with you. But it's also realize, I think everybody's psychic. It's just need to work on that. But it's the ideal. Working with your psychic ability is just the ideal listening. So, okay, the three cards you pulled out were?
The Emperor, the Four Swords, and the Eight of Pentacles.
The Four of Swords?
Uh-huh.
Four of Swords, huh?
The Four of Swords, you take a retreat, kind of.
Yeah.
I call it like laying low. I don't know.
Laying low, huh? No, I was looking at some situation. Anybody else wants to call and get a reading? We got plenty of time. Got like a bunch of time in here. If you don't, I don't care.
I know. But she wants that done. She doesn't want to call in now.
Oh, that's no problem. And as soon as you're okay with the three cards you pulled out there, what do you think? I mean, what? Just clear your mind and look at those three cards and what comes to you.
Well, I see the Emperor as someone who is like an authority figure. Maybe like a boss or someone in charge of something, even in law. And, not so much law, but I just know like father figure, maybe.
Could it be also, could it also represent someone who knows the law?
Excuse me?
I said it could also mean that someone who knows the law.
True, yes. And then there's the Four Swords, where they're kind of laying down, retreating, taking a step back from things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Eight of Pentacles, where the person is working diligently, working towards their craft. And it's like a positive outcome of that, because they've taken the time to work hard at their with their skills and building them.
So they're basically come to the point where they're going to get back what they've been putting out.
Right, exactly.
Because I was sort of looking at the cards and was sort of like, okay, retreat. And then we got the fuller, we got the emperor, who's in, you know, basically in charge and that kind of stuff. Could we also represent that the emperor is in charge? They can also mm-hmm. manifest a quicker outcome to what he's been putting out to get back. So, and then they also, when I sit here and look at that whole thing, I want to go back. My focus is to go to Colorado, to move from Ohio to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I feel like it's like getting to a point of getting back what I've been putting out. So therefore, I can retreat and go mm-hmm. home, which is Colorado.
You're from Colorado?
No. Not this lifetime, but it seems like when I went out there, mm-hmm. somebody asked me, how'd you feel when you went to Colorado? I said, I felt like I was home, when I was actually raised in Ohio.
Okay.
So I saw the Eight of Pentacles, and I'm like, okay, that's a good thing, because that shows that it's like being at a brick wall
mm-hmm.
and realizing the brick wall is an illusion. All we have to do is take a risk. And then when you reach your arm out, you realize that your arm goes right through the wall. So it's just a matter of patience and letting down the resistance to actually mm-hmm. get that, what do you call that? To get that windfall to come in.
Right, yeah, windfall.
I have no idea why I went blank on that one. So, yeah, I did this yesterday too. I mean, I'm just saying. Sometimes with situations, oh, we have a caller. Would you like to hang on the line and just listen?
Sure.
Okay, because I mean, I will say one thing to you. The best way to learn how to do tarot card readings and to do readings anyway mm-hmm. is to do them. You can watch somebody forever, and not until you sit down and do that and come up with your own style, what you need to do, focus. Because mm-hmm. I mean, I do a pyramid spread. But it's just one of those things, looking for something very unique. Okay, area code 410. Welcome to the show. And what's your name?
My name's Maria.
Maria? I'm having just a little bit hard time hearing you, Maria. So if you could just speak up or adjust your mic or whatever.
Okay, I took you off a speakerphone. Is this better?
Yes, it's a whole lot better. Where are you calling from?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen that area code before.
Oh, that's my cell phone. That's a Maryland area code.
Okay, even that one. I used to live in Maryland for 8 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I used to live in Rockville.
I moved from Baltimore to D.C. a while ago, but I still have the same old number, so.
Oh, I used to do some grand jury duty down in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Maria, do you have a couple questions for us?
I do. I'm trying to... I'm just really having a hard time financially, probably more than almost ever before. And I'm trying to see if I can narrow down who in my family would be willing to help me out. And I'm not sure if that's the right kind of question for this show or an angel reading, but...
What, mother? You want to know... If you want, you want to know if you should contact your mother?
My mother?
I keep getting... First thing came up was your mother. There is kind of fear around that where you don't want to really do that. But I got mother and... Well, sometimes with a situation, go where you're guided to go. Because, I mean, sometimes I've done the same thing. I got myself into a situation when I went to Indiana, actually Illinois, and got into a situation where I went to go visit a girl. And for some reason, since her dog liked me, she threw me out. Don't ask me about that one. It's a crazy situation. I'm still kind of baffled by that one, but I knew what it was. It was one of those things where she wasn't ready to make a commitment, so she used the dog as an excuse. But
right.
I called my mother And I said, I was sitting, I was at the bus stop, I mean, at the bus station, and this guy was sitting on the bench, and he goes, I've been here for 2 years. I've been stranded at the bus station. I'm sitting, I ran to the phone and go, Mom, you got to get me out of here. And I wasn't too sure about it. And I called her, and she said, call me back in 20 minutes, and I'll let you know. That was her way of making me sweat. But I did it, and it, and I'm just saying to you, the first thing I got was your mother. And but you're also asking the question, who should I go to first, basically?
My parents are having a really hard time financially as well, so I'm not... I'm not sure where they are in relation to where I am, but my dad's business isn't making a lot of money, and so I don't know, if they would or wouldn't. I'm not sure if they have it. So
I'm just saying, when I pick up the situation, looks can be deceiving.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's the first thing I got was your mother. I mean, I'm just saying, explore it. If she does, if they can't do it, then they can't do it. It's like one of those things of exploring options, because I feel like when you do that, other things open up for you too as well. Because it might be, just be taking you back in that direction. That your
you
mother's connected. Yeah.
Taking you back to being closer to them, or taking you back to living there, or...
Well, I mean, that by that, it's taking you in that direction for some reason. Like, there are certain things that you and your mother have to deal and work out.
Yeah. Do you think that my brother or sister-in-law would loan me money, or my friend Michael? They're all in pretty decent positions to do it. I don't know if they would or wouldn't. I'm basically looking to just borrow it and give whoever does it a series of postdated checks over, like, 4 months.
Did you say son-in-law?
No. My friend, my brother-in-law, my brother, or my sister-in-law, or my friend Michael.
Oh, okay.
I have an Uncle Luke, but I'm not close to
okay.
him, but he probably has it.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to clear it out here, and so, okay, son-in-law keeps popping up. So it might be more like the brother-in-law. I don't know if you guys look at each other in certain ways or something like, or you're older than your brother-in-law.
Oh, it's a sister-in-law. I'm the youngest. I have a sister-in-law and a brother, but I'm younger than both of them.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Would there be one that might be a little immature?
Is my brother immature? He's a little short-tempered. I'm not sure that he's immature. He's just,
Well, I would ask the sister-in-law. That's the one I get. The sister-in-law comes up, and then it goes, sister-in-law, Mike, and then the brother thing's all there. Okay, we're down to 90 seconds left in the show. I just want to thank everybody for being here, and thank you for everybody who's still here. And if you still have a couple questions and guys that are still in the queue, just hang on, because I'm not going to cut you guys off. I'm just thanking everybody so we can continue with our conversations. And I'm thanking everybody out there who contribute to the show. Okay, and thank you for all the people who called in, and thank you for everybody who supported the show and that kind of stuff, and thank you for all the donations. They've been really coming in very nicely, and we're just trying to get things squared away and get things done, and we thank you for all your help. And thank you, and may God and the angels bless you guys every minute of every day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday. And my co-host, Barbara Reynolds, will be here. And we're gonna have a great show for you. We're gonna keep talking about a lot of things to help you change your life. And we're gonna do some angel card readings tomorrow. We're actually gonna do the angel card today. And if you're still, also, Ann, where are you at? Ann, if you're still in the chat room, just hang on, and I will definitely do that card reading for you before you go anywhere. Okay? So just give me a hands up, and we'll take care of that situation for you. All right? Just let me finish up here with our caller. Do you have any more questions for us? Because, like I said before, I feel like it's a cross between your sister-in-law and Michael.
Okay.
Those seem to come up the best bet. I mean, Mikey. I don't know if it's Mike or not. Mikey seems to come up as the stronger one. but I feel like you might actually get exactly what you want with your sister-in-law. I don't know if that means anything to you.
Really? Okay.
I'm sorry,
okay,
sweetie.
Well,
I can't.
No, it does. It does. I'm also a little embarrassed to ask her, but I feel like my brother's very tight with money, so I guess I assume that even though she might approve it, he wouldn't, and so that's what I run up against.
I get the impression you could talk to her and get a private loan. I don't know if you want to. You could keep him out of the loop. That's what it comes to me. It would be like a personal loan between the two of you.
Do you think I should ask her to keep my brother out of it, or do you think that she would do that on her own, or do you think I need to ask?
I would ask. I would sit and tell her that I'd like to borrow some money, but I'd like to keep my brother out of it because his energy and his temper.
Right.
It'd be best.
If he would do that.
It'd be the best interest of everyone everyone concerned. I do not know why I have a tough time talking today.
This is probably too much. But do you have any idea what you would loan me? Roughly, I mean, I'm not looking for something in the hundreds. Not, you know.
No. I don't understand what you're saying. I get the impression that she would give you, if not exactly what you wanted, be very close.
Very close to what I'm looking for?
Yeah, because the first thing that came to me was that she would give you exactly what you wanted. And if she didn't, it'd be so close that it wouldn't matter.
Okay. Wow. Well, I'm definitely going to ask her first then. And I'll ask her Michael and hopefully one of those will work. I wouldn't have asked her if I hadn't talked to you, so that's good news.
I'm just saying with the situation, it's almost like you get the impression that you could actually ask Michael and your sister-in-law for it, where whatever you need, kind of split it in half between the two of them. It might actually be a little comfortable for everybody concerned.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Wow, I didn't even think to ask both of them. I don't know why I didn't think of that. Okay.
That's okay. Anything else you'd like to ask?
No, that's it.
And one thing I would do too is I would do some. If you don't do meditations in the morning, I would definitely start working on some breathing exercises in the morning, like a simple meditation of just breathing, breathing into your nose and out your mouth, intentional breathing. Because it seems like you have a tendency to get stressed out and you forget to breathe.
I do. I totally do that all the time. It's almost like, and I even catch myself doing it sometimes. Where I don't even know how to describe it. I just realize that I'm not taking in enough air, and it's just like I grind my teeth at night.
Yeah.
I don't know how to meditate, but I mean, I've watched some videos to learn how.
Well, that's what I would tell people. The idea of meditation is letting go. So it's like that's why I would suggest that people do is just simply start doing some breathing exercises. That's how it starts. Just breathe in out your nose, out your mouth for like 15 minutes, and just and then feel it. You know, intentionally breathe. Like you breathe in and you breathe out. And then during the day when you catch yourself not breathing, at that moment, repeat those breathing exercises. You'll definitely see an increase in your life too, and you also see an increase where it's like a decrease in your nervousness.
So,
okay.
Do you have any books or CDs you could recommend for meditation, or are they not as helpful as just starting?
Oh no. Actually, what I would recommend. Hold on for a sec. Okay, what I do with it? Oh, here it is. Try this out. You got a computer, right?
Yes.
Try out there's two companies. There's one called BrainSync. That's brain, and then S.
I think
BrainSync. How do you spell that? FYNC. Okay, and then you take and do this. You take the there's another company called HemiSync, and that's www.
I've heard of that.
HemiSync. It's HEMI-SYNC. But if you want, I'm just saying you could check it out on the website yourself. They got some really good CDs on there. I have an 800 number here too, but I would definitely go on the internet and see if you can get a catalog, because I've had a couple of those catalogs, and they got meditational CDs for about anything you think of, increasing your mind, your focus, connecting with your angels, connecting with oneself. They got one for cancer, on healing yourself and that kind of thing. So they got CDs about anything. I used to have it one time. I used to have like 8 or 10 of these things, and they actually have some good deals from time to time too. And I actually hear they're having some good specials now, where you can actually, they're originally like $19, but they actually got them on sale now for like $15. And they have a thing where if you buy 4 of them at a time, the 4th one's free.
You said BrainSync and HemiSync.
Yeah, BrainSync is, see, HemiSync is a tone in the music that helps both hemispheres of the brain work together for intense focus and concentration. I love listening to these things all the time. I got them downloaded on my computer. But BrainSync is also, but theirs is more subliminal messages, and they're good CDs too. And what I like about them is when you go to the website, you can order the CDs, or you can also pay to download the music into a 3P MP3 player or something like that. You can download them into your computer for about, I think it was like $14, and if you do the other thing, it's like $9 for just downloading it into your computer. And then you can download it into an MP3 player.
Did you mention one more that I didn't catch? It was something off of the third F.
What's that?
Did you mention one more that I didn't catch? I think it started with an F.
An F?
Yeah, but it was like Brain Sync and then Hemi Sync, and then there was one more, right?
I don't think so.
I'm sorry, her connection was not great, so.
That's okay. For some reason, I keep saying that too, and I don't know what it is. I mean, I can hear everybody clearly. I mean, every once in a while, you guys will fade in and fade out, but Skype is one of those things. I've actually talked to people on Skype a lot, and sometimes you do have those problems. But I'm just saying, with the situation, check it out. And then, the books I would recommend, I got this book on alchemy. It's called The Alchemist Handbook by John Randolph Price. I got this on Amazon.com for 49 cents.
Wow.
And then they also have the Super Beings book too. Super Beings. There's actually two different versions of this. I got both of them. And one of them, one other thing I would recommend too, working with your chakras, there's a book called The Psychic Navigator, Harnessing Your Inner Guidance by a guy named John Holland. It's a little hard copy book. It's got a CD in it and stuff. But there's a really good meditation in here for your chakras. I do it a lot. I should do it more often. But there are like little pronunciations that you can use for meditation.
Okay.
I can't find it.
Oh, wow. I'll definitely have to. I'll definitely have to look at this online at Amazon. I certainly need the 49-cent book with my financial state.
I'm just saying, I've gone under a couple of times with the used books and stuff, and the used book I got, even with the Super Beings, the Super Beings book was pretty cool too, because it was like six something, but there was also a couple of books I could have gotten for like 49 cents too as well.
Hmm.
It was just that one didn't really have a lot of. I wanted to get a bunch of copies, because what I was trying to do there for a while was do readings for people, do some sessions and stuff, and then for like half price of what you buy on the book stand, I could actually get the books for you. Let's see. Yeah, they have these chants in here. They're called chants. They're sounds for each one of the chakras. Like for the root chakra, which is at the base of the spine, it's like just a simple lam. But when you pronounce these things, you focus on the chakras too. So it helps you to be aware of where the chakras are at. The tone itself, uh-huh, is the vibration of what you're trying to raise. You're trying to raise the vibration of the chakras to a certain frequency. Therefore, it's a whole lot easier to attract what you need to do. When you put yourself in a situation like with the throat chakra, I would work extra hard. There's like three books you can get. Actually, two. Off the bat. With the books like John Randolph Price, the Super Beings book, and you got the Alchemist Handbook. There's another book, too, he's got called The Angels Within Us. And those are really good books because they have meditations to work with each one of the angels separately. And then they actually have certain... Then there's another book called Angel Power, which helps you work... but group those angels together. it's one of those things of looking over the stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Because when you, but this book here is called The Psychic Navigator. That's John Holland. And then Doreen Virtue also has a book on chakra clearing too. The reason I recommend the hard copies is because they both have CDs in them, so they actually give you, they actually do the meditations and stuff, so you can actually just sit back and listen. Let yourself get lost in the music. So check that out, okay?
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I'm assuming the show is over and you just stayed on the phone with me.
What's that?
I'm assuming the show is over and you just stayed on the phone with me.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. No problem. No, I'm just saying, get those books and get as many as you can. Like I said, I can look around. I mean, sometimes you can get the. I've gone to bookstores and stuff. I was actually real cool. I actually listened to my guidance and found a nice bookstore. And I found that book, Super Beings. There's two versions of it. But I found an older copy of it. And I walked into this bookstore, and it was really cool because I couldn't find the book. Also, my guidance came to me and said, you need to go to the end of the shelf, and go to the right, and there's a little bookshelf, and there's two books in the front. Push them to the side, and you'll find your book. So I did that, and sure enough, the book was right there.
Yeah, I'm trying to pay more attention to my intuition and my hunches. And when I do, they usually pan out to be correct. I'm just overwhelmed because I can't pay my rent. It's past due, and I'm afraid I'll be able to have to leave, and so it's just this constant cloud over my head.
All we're trying to do, we're in that situation, like my friend's been telling me, don't think about this. And sometimes people go, well, you got to think about those things so they won't happen. But no, actually, the opposite is true. So I'm just saying what the situation, and your name is, what's your first name, I'm sorry?
It's Maria.
Maria.
Yeah.
Maria. And you are in Washington, D.C., huh?
Yep, sure am.
That place is expensive.
It is. My rent is actually very inexpensive for the area that I've heard in general in this area, but it's a little over $1,200.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that compares to where you live, but here that's cheap, and I have no deposit. And so if I moved, I'm almost sure I'd have to put a deposit somewhere else. They just don't take a deposit here.
Okay,
I really can't afford to move even. I guess I could live with people again. I don't miss roommates. I sure don't.
Right.
So
when's your birthday?
October 25th.
October 25th?
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay, yeah. But what year?
Oh, 1973.
1973. God, I've heard that in a while. My ex-fiance was born that year.
Your fiance was born that year?
No, my ex-fiance was born that year. She was born in June, June 7th, I think it was. So she was a Gemini. Of two minds, and believe me, she was definitely of two minds. But but with the situation at hand, I'm just saying, you know, the ideal, the situation, that kind of stuff, just focus on the outcome that you want. Forget everything else. I did that with my landlord. Seriously, man. When you take the energy off that, it's amazing how it also affects everybody else in a different way. Because when I was living in Colorado, I came downstairs one day and I just kind of like was heading out the door to go do my thing, you know. And my landlord stopped me and said, he looked at me and said, you got a smile on your face when you head out the door. He says, does anything bother you? And I'm like, why? No, why should it? He goes, well, do you realize you're $250 behind the rent? That's a jail. But what do you want me to do? You want me to worry about it, or do you want me to take that same energy and go out there and make your money for you and really focus? Because I feel like the more I focus on the positive of what I really want to do, you'll get your money quicker. Do you know he never, you know, after that point, because he looked at me and he goes, I can't argue with that. So you go out there and do what you got to do. And then and he said, he started noticing, too, that every time I would get money, I would always give it to him. So I wasn't leaving the man out. You know, I was giving him what I could. And trying to catch up as quick as possible. And then after that moment of sitting down and talking to him, do you know he never asked me again?
Oh, really? Yeah, you know.
Yes, really.
The woman that runs my building is... She's very...
crazy?
Yeah, she's crazy. She calls it Kradar amongst my friends. Like, her Kradar level is off the charts. I mean, she's just purely crazy. And she's up, she's down, she's depressed, she's happy, and I'm in a tough situation because my in DC, in order to evict someone, it takes a few months, and then by then I would have caught up. But because I already went to rent court once, I made a deal with them where I would pay the past due balance over a period of several months, but they can haul me into court in 5 days' notice if I fall behind. And they haven't been doing that, but I noticed when they worked in the office, and she was threatening to do that if I fell behind again, and my rent's due by tomorrow, and I don't have it. So I'm assuming that she's bluffing, but I hope not, because I won't have it if she does.
Well, I'm just saying, the situation, if you've had a couple of times where they could have taken advantage of that 45 days and they didn't, if you ever did go to court again, they'd have to answer why. So everybody's action, because for some reason landlords always act like they go to court, the court's only looking at you, when actually they're looking at both parties. That's what you go to court for, because you can't distinguish between the two. So therefore, we have to figure out who's lying and who's not, and do the right thing and that kind of thing. So that's one of the situations. Everybody thinks that we don't have any kind of any pull or anything like that. Just make sure you know what the law is all about and do your research and everything, and just really focus. I don't see it going anywhere.
Oh, good.
I get the impression you might actually move in 6 months, but that's because you want to.
Really?
Yeah, because I want you to understand one thing. The situation that's going on right now is a manifestation of what how you used to think yesterday. Okay?
Yes.
So you take the situation. If you keep telling yourself that you can't afford to live with, you can't afford to pay rent or deposits and all this kind of stuff, then all you're going to do is attract more of that to you. I feel like you could change that all around. And I feel like in 6 months, by just letting it go and just going, I'm not dealing with, like, I'm not going to let this affect me like this anymore, because everything is done and paid in full. And just let it go. I feel like things are...
In six months, I'll still be behind in my rent, battling it?
No, I don't.
No, okay. But I'll just want to move anyway, just because I'm tired of the place.
Well, it could be that. I get more of a... I'm just wanting to go somewhere else.
Oh, okay. I really like where I live, but...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Do you have two children?
I have a niece and a nephew, but I don't have children, no.
Yeah, okay, so... Okay. We're just trying to figure out the influence here with the two children. Are you very close to them?
I would be if I was around them more, but, when I'm around them, certainly, yeah. I'd like to be closer, visit with them more and whatnot.
Well, I'm just saying, the situation I keep picking up on is a connection that's already been established. So I see that they're very close to you. So therefore, I understand what you're saying about distance and that kind of stuff. I'm just saying that the bonds and the connections are there, no matter how far apart you are from each other. And I just get that really strong impression of certain things going on there. So more influence before the year's over with.
Something going on with that side of my family, my brother, sister-in-law, and their kids, or to me moving in with them?
I'm not sure about moving in with them, but I feel like you're going to be doing some other stuff with them.
Oh, I didn't catch what you said. I'm going to be doing what?
For some reason, I feel like you guys haven't been really doing a lot of family stuff together.
No, we haven't. Yeah.
And it seems like there's a lot of things that are going to change here as we get closer to June, of actually interacting with them even more. Even to the point where I keep getting this impression that people are going to find out why your brother has such a bad temper.
Oh.
He gets threatened very easily.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I definitely feel better having spoken with you. I'm just pretty tense on my call, so.
Yes, I was going to say, if there's anything else you'd like to ask before you go, or if you have any questions, just contact me through my website. I always tell people, if you got like $5 or $6 you want to throw into the donation thing, feel free to do that, because you can actually get a 5-card angel reading for yourself, which is like a 30-minute session for a $5 donation.
Oh, really?
What is your website visible to the Blog Talk Radio page? Because I'm not on my computer right now.
Yeah, all you got to do is go to my show page, and to the right it says profile, and right where it says right underneath profile is my web link.
Oh wow. Okay. I'll definitely do that. I'd love to talk to you again. So I always get an email whenever your show comes on, but you know I try to listen when I can. So.
No problem. Just, you know, talk and call any time and that kind of thing. And, you know, like people are sitting there trying to figure today. I said, how can alchemy and relationships work, kind of work together? It's manipulation of energy and which way you want it to do and what you want to do with it. So, you know, it's like, I call it motivating the energy to go and do what you want to do with it. Because when you're focusing on going forward and you're living your life, you're actually using that energy to motivate yourself as well. So, yeah, but do that. I'd be glad to work with you.
Okay. Well, I want to pick up. That's okay. I think I'm going to lose my phone battery in a couple of minutes. So.
No problem. Just you know, if you want to donate that money, just do that, and then, like I said, leave a message, and I'll call you back, and I can do mine over Skype.
Okay, great. I will definitely do that probably sometime next week. So.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you for calling. You have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I really need to find out.
Hey, you still there?
Hello?
Hey, you're still there.
Yeah, I was listening to the other lady.
So, do you have any more messages for me?
No, I didn't pull any other cards for you.
No, I'm just saying with the situation. Sometimes when you're doing readings and stuff, you hear a lot of information, and you're saying, okay, I got all these cards out there, and all this information is coming through too as well. That's how it happens. That's how it works. And when you start letting yourself up, be open to the flow, you'd be amazed what comes through. I'm going to pop back in here in the chat room and see if Ann is still with us. Ann, are you still with us?
She's in there, but she can't hear you.
Okay, I'll type back to her. Ready? I wish you can see that. Does anyone know what's going on? Can you hear him still? No, the show is going off. The show is not lining, not streaming anymore. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I tried to explain her.
Okay. Ann? Okay, I'm trying to. I'm not a fast typer, okay? Okay, I spelled that wrong. It says IRET, do your right cards. I meant to say, let's do your cards. I don't know. I'll sit there. Oh, I still got that one in there. See, donate to the Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund and support my show fund. Help me get home and help me to keep the show going. For every donation of $5 or more, you'll get a 5-card angel card reading. And this week is special. If you donate $100 to the show, I will give you a 7-card angel card reading. And plus, you can I'll give you a reading plus 4 more for just giving a donation of $100. And if you sit there and I wish I had a calculator. See, if you just took the ideal, because a lot of times what I do is I will give people who call the shows, instead of charging them $125 for a 60 to 90 minute reading, they get it for
$65.
Oh. So I was telling everybody.
Oh, there's your cards. I'm like, where are they? Well, there's two of them.
Because I said and told everybody, I said, for $100, you can get 5 60 90 minute sessions for just donating $100 to the show. And I said, if you take that by just the show price of $65 per reading, if you took $65 and times by 5, that's $325. So you're getting a heck of a special by just donating $100 to the show. You'll get five angel card reading sessions. They're 60 to 90 minute sessions. So you're good for the next 5 months if you want to do that. Oh. Ann, where are you? Does anyone know what's going on? Yes, I'm ready to do your reading. I wish you could hear me.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Oh, yo, we're going to do a second card. Right? Yeah, so check it out. Are you ready? Yo! Not too bad you couldn't call in, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't understand. I was like, but...
It's okay. I'm sitting here waiting for a reply.
Here she goes.
Just so you know, I can't hear you. You are not broadcasting right now, are you? No. No. So? Okay. This is going to be hard to do because I don't like typing. Are you on your computer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there any way that I can do the reading and I'll tell you and you can type it to her?
Yeah, I can type it to her.
Okay, I'm ready then. Okay, well, type back to her. Okay, tell her I'm shuffling the cards, so tell me when to stop shuffling.
Can't spell.
That's okay, me neither. You can hear him? Yeah, she's still on the phone. She won't leave me alone, though. Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to stop. My thumbs are getting tired. I have two decks of cards that I actually put together as one deck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have Doreen Virtue's Angel Healing with the Angels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Why are you stopping him? No.
Healing with the Angels deck and the Archangel deck.
Okay.
They both have about 45 cards in them.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a big deck. It's like 80-some cards.
That is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I also have a Tarot deck, too.
Which one do you use? The wider?
The Rider Waite deck, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been trying to find this one deck. It's called the Diamond Tarot.
The who?
I love that freaking... I've had that deck like twice.
She said, oh, okay. I know, but I'm focusing, but when I'm about to stop, say stop, you type something. Okay.
Okay, does that mean she wants me to stop, or is she still...
She's trying to focus right now.
That's great, man. Because my hands are like... So we play the music from Jeopardy?
I know. Okay, so you can... Okay, stop.
Thank goodness. Okay, ask her if she wants me to cut this deck. Tune in tomorrow.
I don't know. What did he do before?
I didn't cut it before. I don't think. I cut the deck, but it was just one of those things of shuffling and do what I do. that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell you're an amateur.
Who's watching your boat when you're not there? It could be a burglar.
Oh, my gosh, that was scary.
No one is home, and no one is
I know, sorry. That was me.
Nobody's home. What did he do before?
Okay,
cut it. We are cutting the deck. All right, we're putting the cards down, and the card is Archangel Michael. Okay. Archangel Michael. Hold up. Archangel Michael. That's spelled H. I mean H. Okay. That's Arch as A. A-R-C-H-A-N-G-L. Archangel Michael, this powerful angel is with you right now. He gives you courage and helps release you from the effects of fear. Through this card, basically what it's saying, Archangel Michael is making his presence known to you. He is the symbol of true courage, stemming from knowing that God's love is the only power there is. Michael is letting you know that as you make changes in your life, and as you encounter challenges, you are safe and secure. God and the angels help you stay true to yourself during trying times. It's just have heart-to-heart discussions with Michael often. She needs to sit down and talk to Michael. It's like sitting at the table, kitchen table, sit down, talk, have a great time. Don't worry about overburdening. It's like, don't worry about the situation. Michael can be with many, many, many people at the same time, because he's in a different dimension than we are. Therefore, he's not restricted by time and space, so he can be with many, many people. Michael is, like all the archangels, is able to be with everyone simultaneously who needs him. He has no limitations of time or space, so he can help you and others currently. Don't worry. To see often. It's like, pour out your concerns and say, okay, Archangel Michael, I got some financial situations. Could you help me focus and cut loose anything that's keeping me from receiving God's gifts and the abundance and the financial assistance that I need by focusing on that? I keep getting financial problems, that's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Financial situations, letting go and letting God be God. What'd she say?
She's not saying anything, really.
I know, she's just listening. That's what she's doing.
Yeah.
She's reading everything you say. He can help you and others. She is like in a situation where she needs to let down the resistance to let things come in. Archangel Michael is really good about cutting the cords to let go of the past, to clear the clutter, to make room for the new. That's why we're talking about restrictions of a resistance, of letting down the resistance.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hanging on to old patterns, that kind of stuff. That's what we like doing readings in the chat room, to a point, but I'm not a fast typer either.
Is she going to say something back?
No. Sometimes that can drive you nuts too. Just wait for a response.
Yeah, I'm like, is she gonna say something back?
Well, you there? She's still in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. Well, thank you. Okay. What do you think? Depends on what we are talking about. Okay.
Okay. Oh. She wanted you to tune into her actual problem. Like, tell you that shouldn't she already know what that is?
It depends on what you're talking about. Financial problems. Just say financial problems. Actually, when I sit there and says, Archangel Michael is saying it's financial problems, but also let go and cut loose the past, which will also clear up a lot of other things too. It's just that financial problem, financial situation. We'll put it that way. Financial situation coming. That's one big one. Well, they're saying she needs to change her thinking patterns. It's like whatever you were thinking in the past, let it go in favor of just trying to keep your mind focused on exactly what the outcome you want to happen. Because it seems like she's still focusing on what has happened. And it seems like it's just manifesting more. Man, is it? I'm late. We're very important. Okay, I'm stuck in the house in Wonderland. That is why it's important to let go of the past. Well, he's right about that. But I don't see how letting go of the past fits in. You're still focusing on old patterns. You're still talking about it. Financially? You know something? And you won't call in. I think you...
Yeah, I don't think... She can't call in now, right?
You know what she needs to do?
Mm-hmm.
Tell her that... tell her I can do an email reading for her for like $25. And then she can email the questions and I'll email back the answers to her as soon as I get the answers. I mean, as soon as I get the payment on the $25. And all she has to do is go donate $25 to the Colorado Fund and then email me the questions and then I'll answer them. I'll send the answers right back to her.
I mean, answers.
He'll send the questions back. Free at this. I ain't going to answer these. Can't do that. Can't do it right now. So Michael is right about worrying about finances. Okay, right back to her and say, okay, if you make a donation of $10, I'll say, tell her between $5 and $10 donation. You know, just tell her, okay. Tell her she makes a donation of $5 or more, I'll give her a five-card, I'll answer her questions through a five-card angel reading. But and if she wants to call me, she can sit there and tell her, donate $5 or more to the Colorado Fund, and then just email me the questions, and then I'll actually tell what the cards I got, and I'll write it back to her in details. Can't do it broke.
Down
to $2
and
a food stamp card. Okay, do this. Take your food stamp card and send food to me. You know, I actually had someone do that once before where it's like, all you got to do is, I mean, some places, some grocery stores and stuff like that take that kind of stuff. You can actually do that. I didn't know that, but I don't know how you do it here, but I'm just saying, with the situation, I have a friend of mine from California who's actually mailing me money right now.
Oh.
I have to make a payment on my computer by Saturday.
Mhm.
And I'm putting the word out to everybody and saying, okay, you know. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
I have a phone, internet bill, and electric bill due, and no money to pay. No, you have plenty of money to pay. You just have to let down the resistance so it comes in. What I mean by let down the resistance, it means the idea, like when you're focusing. Like I always say, thank you, God and angels, for the $2,400 blessing that I received this week. So you're not specifying how you're going to get it. You're just specifying, this is the money I need. so you're not specifying what avenue is going to come through, so it can come through any way. Okay? And that's, I've done it before. I mean, I remember 1 year I was with my ex-fiance and I was focusing on $2,500. I felt like if we had $2,500, that we could actually get a house and whatever we wanted and be good for at least a month so we get on our feet, right? So I focused for like 6 months and for a very long time. For a very good, for like, she told me that her ex-husband owed her back child support, but for some reason they couldn't catch. Somehow he was doing his taxes in a way where they couldn't take his tax money. But that year, guess what happened that year? When I was focused on $2,500, they snatched his taxes, and she got money from that. And the first payment she got for that was $2,560.
Wow.
And I told a friend of mine, I said, you think it was a coincidence that I was actually focusing on $2,500 for 6 months and all of a sudden it came through that way, but it still happened and we were still able to use that. And I actually saved up another $1,000 myself by working for the carnival, which actually sustained us until the $2,500 came in so we could actually get the house.
Mm-hmm.
We got a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy.
Wow.
So I tell everybody, I mean, like I said, if you don't ask, because I'll do this. Go take your $2 and give it to a charity. But before you give up your $2, whisper, as you're giving the $2 up, whisper to it. As you give it away, tell the money, please financially bless me. And then just give it. And I guarantee you, she's going to get some good stuff coming back. You know, back in September of 2009, I had a reading with someone, and it wasn't on finances, but they picked up on it all anyway, and then said, Michael wanted to help me. No, I'm not. Maybe even donate to a charity to help create karma. Yeah, she takes, because I had a lady I did a reading for, and I told her, I said, I'll do a reading for you, but all I asked you to do is to take money and donate it to a charity or give it to a friend or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of ducks. Bucks here and there or whatever, because she lives in Singapore. So I said, why don't you just take that money, give it to somebody. And she wasn't going to give somebody $2. What will I donate? $2. Go to church.
I'm like, even if you gave that away, it really won't make a big difference. Like, if that's the last thing in your pocket, giving $2, because $2 is not going to get you very far anyways. So you buy it, it's not going to hurt
you. Yeah, but it will if you donate it. You've got math like this. $2, you put $2 out, you get $4 back. If you give out $5 out, you get $10 back. When you give $10, you get $100 back. When you give $100, you get $1,000 back. If you keep thinking that way, like it's going up, your mind hears that. The energy starts going, oh, yeah, I can't wait, man. You know, I just sent this money out to help these people out, and realistically, too, that person gives, that person, that good person gives, and it eventually comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Put a dollar in the offering. I actually went to church and gave them 6 cents.
Well, you gave them what you could.
Yeah, I gave them 10% of what I had. So, you know, like, that's what I had. I'm sorry. Let's see. $2 is $2. I'm just saying, you know, whatever you can give.
Yeah.
Well, just tell her to give me a freaking... Tell her to email me anyway. And I'll answer the questions for her, and then I'll actually tell, like, a 5-card reading, and I'll tell her what the cards are. I don't have a church I attend, but there's churches everywhere. used to, but not for a long time. There are churches everywhere. Just pick one. Walk in. Say, thank you. God told me once, he said, it doesn't matter which church you go to, what do you go to church for anyway?
Right.
To worship. You go to church to worship, so therefore... I think if you go to church for the right reasons, it doesn't matter what church you go to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
give your email address on your page or something?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It's on my show page. I swear this lady's lost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can sit here and do a lot of things for you, but shoot, come on, lady.
Yeah.
We just keep track of the conversation. We're talking about the whole thing. We're talking about nothing but finances. And she comes back and she goes, are you talking about finances? I'm like, I cannot believe she just asked that question. I'm trying to be understanding. Put a dollar on the plate. Do this. Also, find something in your house.
Where will I donate? I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, just write back to her and say, donate. Donations can be anything. They can be clothing. They can be food. They can be canned goods you don't have anymore. I mean, I know I got a bunch of canned goods down there that someone gave us. I know that they didn't want them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's looking for this. I cannot believe that. Someday. Yeah, my friend.
She's not working. Clearly, she's not working, so you have time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It can be food, charity. I mean, shoot, I used to have people pay me when I was in Colorado. I used to have people send me pizzas.
Have them send you what?
Pizzas. Seriously, people take their credit cards. You mm-hmm. can call to another state and have a pizza ordered.
Wow.
So I did. And then I had a friend of mine lived in Chicago. Mm-hmm. She called Subway. She called Subway and put in an order and paid for it. And all I had to do was go down there and tell them what I wanted and walked out with a sub, a 12-inch sub.
Wow.
I had one lady who paid my bill. Seriously, I had a lady pay my phone bill, my cell phone, and, you know. Where, you know, it's like, okay, so you don't feel comfortable giving me your credit card number, but you'll use your credit card and send me stuff. Good enough. All right.
So why do you want to go back to Colorado, though? Besides because it feels like home.
What, do I want to go back to Colorado?
Yeah. You have friends, a lot of friends there?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'm serious. When I went there, I don't know. It's just there was things to do. I could go anywhere I wanted to do. I lived 5 minutes from the mountains.
Mhm.
So I would go hiking all the time. I would go hiking in the mornings, and I had a couple of shops out there too. I had a shop. My first shop, I was making about $2,500 a month.
Oh, what happened?
I got my second shop. I moved on. I got my second shop. It was kind of cool, too, because everybody comes to town and said, when you get the second shop, she's been asking for $300 a month for it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, maybe she is, but I only want to pay $150. So I called her up. Yeah, I called her up and said, I would like to rent your shop out. I'd like to pay $150 a month. I'm going to do psychic work in there and do readings and that kind of stuff. Maybe put a little bit of furniture and that kind of stuff in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did the whole thing, and she called me back, and she said, okay, we agree. The only thing my husband wants is a $50 deposit. So what happened? I just saved me like $150.
Wow.
And I told a friend of mine, I said, well, I called him up. I didn't have no money. I just called him up and said, you know, this is what I'm being directed, guided to do. Mm-hmm. I walked by this place, because I had my first shop, and I walked away from that, because I couldn't trust the lady I was working with. Maybe I should have stayed longer.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't, so I took a walk, and I was walking by this little shop with a blue door on it.
Mm-hmm.
A little cubby hole. It was like 5 feet by 6 feet, maybe. Mm-hmm. It wasn't very big at all, and I was like thinking about getting a fake shop and working with people and partners and that kind of stuff. And my angel came in and said, what are you doing that for? And I said, well, that'd be kind of nice. And they go, "But yeah, but what do you really want?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I just want to do readings. And they go, well, then why do you need a big shop for? We have a guest.
Hmm.
And
Wow, how'd that happen?
do a reading? Huh?
Huh? Now, how did that happen with the guests coming in?
Okay, you lost me. Say it one more time.
There's a guest in the chat room. How did that happen?
I do not know.
Oh, now they're gone. I've had 3 free readings on BTR about finances with reputable people recently. Maybe, it was weird. After you, I pulled cards, and it was like all the cards were pentacles. They were kind of bad, though, but.
Maybe. Okay, you lost me on that one. So did you pull another card for me?
You want me to pull another card for you?
No, did you say, no, what I was trying to say was, did you pull out some more cards for me that were pentacles?
No. It was, I thought it was for myself. I was focusing on myself, but it was like, it was all pentacles. It was the 4 of pentacles.
Mm-hmm.
Then the 10 of pentacles. And then the 5 of pentacles as a solution. Somebody needs to save their money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The money's not spent. It might just be for me, definitely, because I know I need to spend my money more wisely.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here going, and my thing is spend money when I need to, but not to spend things on anything unnecessary right now.
Right, exactly. If you're going to spend it, make it worthwhile. Like, don't take yourself out to nice little restaurants for lunchtime or whatever. You don't need that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I have to put my money towards, what's really necessary, what's necessary. I've had 3 on
She thinks,
are you trying to
type back to her and say, no, I was at, there was a guest in the chat room and I was wondering if he wanted a reading. Because I told her, it's like saying, I was talking about the person in the chat room, but I still want you to, I want you to send me your questions to my website. I'll answer your questions, so I'll do that for you right then and there. I got a headache.
What part of Ohio are you in?
The middle.
The middle.
I'm about 40 minutes from Columbus, south of Columbus.
No.
Oh, I thought he was talking to me. No. He's done. Oh, I lost my thing here.
But you're out of there now.
Yeah, I went over this one thing over here. I was trying to get something pulled back up, and I lost it. I don't know. I might just say, to heck with it. I was like, hey, I don't know. Talk to Amy. Said, asking for $100, things like that. So I just thought out there, and people say.
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Huh?
What did you say was breaking up?
Oh, no, I was talking about... I thought on that $100.
$100?
Yeah, I put out there and said if you donate $100 to the cause fund and save the show fund, to keep the show going,
mm-hmm.
if you donate $100, you'll get five Angel card session, 69-minute sessions.
Right.
And I said, I'm going to do that. And she's like, well, I don't know if you should do that or not.
Who said, that?
Why not?
To you?
Oh, my friend Amy.
Okay.
She said, $100 is a lot of money.
It is.
Said, no, it's not.
No?
Not really. If we think about, if we can manifest anything we want, then nothing's out of our reach. So therefore, when we say things like that, those are limitations we're putting on ourselves.
Mhm.
But I had a lady who goes to church. Did I do that?
Mhm.
So I did. I suggested it, and she goes, just go out there and see what happens. They don't. Because I told her it's just a week.
Have people done that? Like, give you some money?
Huh?
Or is this your first night? Have people done that? They just give you the money?
Yeah.
You should go on, dang, what is that site called? Because you have your own laptop and your own internet access in your home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's Bitwine. Have you ever heard of Bitwine.com?
What is it?
Bitwine. Bitwine.com.
Okay. Spell that one more time.
B as in boy.
Uh-huh.
Are you calling your dog?
No, I'm actually playing a game.
Oh. B as in boy, I, T, and W, I.
Okay, so it's B, I, T, W,
I, N, E.
Bitwine?
Bitwine, yeah.
B, I, T, W, I, N, E.
B, I, T as in boy, I, T as in Tom, W, I, N, E.
.com. Right?
Yes.
And what is it?
It's a, you can start your, like, it's weird, it's crazy to me, in a sense, because it's like, you can, like, kind of create your own, like, psychic little hotline online. And people will instant messenger you back and forth with questions about their little, whatever they want to know. And they pay you through, like, PayPal.
Uh-huh.
And 25% of that money, though, will go to the actual website, and the rest of it goes to you. And all you have to do is set up the account as an advisor, and you're in there. That's it. You don't have to go through some job interview process or anything to get that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just found that out. I don't have an account on there because I'm just learning, so I don't want to, like, charge anybody, and I just learned yesterday. But yeah, for somebody who's, like, more experienced, know what they're doing, I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's another way you can make some money.
Mm.
It might not be a whole lot of money pulling, but once you, like, get in there and people are, like, appreciative of the, you know, the readings and things have come to fruition, you know, so
mm-hmm.
It's like people will give you good comments and then that gives you the stars, so then people will be more attracted to click on you over someone else who doesn't have any stars.
Right.
But you should check that out.
No problem.
Why are all these people in the chat room now?
I couldn't tell you because I can't. You're still in the chat room, huh?
There's like two guests and some person named Earthbound Angel and Anne, the same chick.
I mean, they're all confused. They're talking to each other.
Yeah.
I was kind of freaking out with Anne. She was like, you know, talking about finances for 10 minutes, and then she goes, are you talking about finances? Like, oh my god, are you serious? She goes, yeah. And I'm pretty sure she was, so. I don't know. But if you have any questions or anything like that, just give me a call.
Alright, sounds good. I'm gonna sign off.
If you have any, I mean, you know, it's one of those things, if you want someone to sit down and work with and that kind of stuff, get really started on focusing on becoming a good reader.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be glad to give you some time. So,
cool.
I'll just say I got Skype. So if you got Skype.
Yeah, I have Skype.
Yeah, so just call me on Skype. My name is, in small letters, it's donald.reed8.
Hold on real quick. It's
donald.reed, R-E-E-D.
Mm-hmm.
8.
8?
Yeah, 8. The number 8.